Hey, welcome to the Monday show, which is a best of show. Sorry about that, but we're just
life gets in the way.
Summer?
Are you really sorry?
Summer vacation? Yeah, I am sorry. I don't like taking days
off.
Aren't
you, Tom?
I am.
Wait, what's Tom doing on the Monday show?
Tom's getting two days this week. He got three last week. Now he's on two?
Why is he getting 2 days?
Jeez, I don't know.
Brandon ought to be popping off about this.
Brandon lives here.
Let's see. What's on the show today? We got... is it the... No, that's the last
the one
show.
That's yeah, there it is.
The Zuckerberg?
Yeah, remember Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever happened to his tour where he was having dinner with everybody? Fake.
I think he blew it off after like three states. He realized how boring it was. I mean, it's awkward to have dinner with complete strangers.
Yes. As we found out how pre-planned everything was, too.
Plus, he has to walk into each place, and there's footage of him walking into each
place. And how short he is.
And he's very private. As
he had to stop
out.
The tour when his stock tanked.
How many billions did he lose?
20-some billion, didn't he?
In that one day,
yeah.
I wonder if it's bounced back. It's had to have bounced back.
I haven't really heard much about it. I'm not sure it did bounce back. I don't think it dropped anymore, though. We'll have to look at it. But right now, I need to tell you that due to overwhelming demand... Oh, wait. Is Key for Key still going on? On Monday, it's not.
Sure, we can make it keep going on.
All right. Tom made a call. Tom made an executive decision.
Bring it in.
It's very executive of you, Tom.
Really?
You think they'll honor Key for Key today?
Sure, we'll honor
Tom
it.
Will.
Right. We'll honor it.
Talk to Matt.
I mean, it's my car. I'll pay for everything. I pay for everything around here, right?
Exchange your vehicle for a brand new 18 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zot Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. Features a straight key for key exchange. Give them the keys to your vehicle, and they will give you the keys to a brand new Ford.
I get a bunch of emails on this stuff. The people love this.
Well, maybe it's, I think it's at making that payment because they know they're getting out of a payment at
yep.
least. They'll make your first month's payment. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. Only from our friends at DealsInTheD.com.
Facebook stock $183, so its high was 217.
It did go up then,
but
it went down to 171, didn't it?
Yeah,
Okay, so it's bouncing.
Not bad.
Okay.
What a good time.
How much you have, Mark?
Facebook zero.
Well,
you probably have some in a fund somewhere in your 401k that you don't even know about.
What? Yeah, probably.
That's what they always say.
Because
I feel bad that I don't own any Apple stock or Amazon or Netflix, but then. The expert says, oh, you probably got some shares in your 401k or something. So I like to tell
myself
that I do.
What's the cute little term they have for those stocks, that handful of stocks? It's a word. Facebook, Apple, Alphabet. Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Silicon Valley stocks?
Yeah, that's it, Tom.
I hate all of them.
Please like us on all of them.
Yeah. Of course.
But please like us on Facebook. That's right. We're on Facebook. How hypocritical. We beg people to like us on Facebook. We hate them. We do count on. It just pissed me off that we're like, why am I stuck in social media at my age begging people? I'm not a hot chick. People aren't just liking my picture every 5 seconds. I'm not putting out selfies every 10 minutes. But I need people to like me.
It's the
Facebook.
It's the Fang stocks. Facebook, Alphabet, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. So it's not Alphabet, it's Google.
Fang.
Cool. Two A's.
Depressing. Trying to kiss people's asses into liking me on Facebook.
They
gross.
Do like, they do like you, Drew.
I know, and I do need the
what
likes.
What do you, Sally Field?
You like me? We do need the likes, though, honestly. Because I started looking at other shows that are comparable. I'm like... They've got 19,000 likes. That one's Steve Dahl's got 40,000 likes.
You still have more likes than the Molly Tibbetts sleuth page.
How many does she have?
Only 12,000.
Poor Molly.
12,000?
It's only been up for a few
Somebody
weeks.
Find her.
We had Facebook for a year and a half.
That was Tom's plea to find Molly
Please
Tibbetts.
Find her.
I'm jealous of Molly Tibbetts' Facebook likes.
Oh, boy.
Silly.
Tom, go missing for a while so we can get more likes.
Okay.
Actually, he just did. He was gone for a week.
And when you're done doing that, call Dr. Roche about body tight or arm tight. I don't know. We were talking about this, how women just, for whatever reason, they're always going, I hate this in my arms. Well, finally, they've got something that can help you with those flabby triceps. It's the triceps, right?
Yeah.
You know what body tight, arm tight goes after? Yep. And women are having a lot of success with body tight, tightening up that skin, making that flab go away. Trudy tries to do it the natural way by lifting weights.
Oh, yeah.
Are you pumping much iron now?
Yeah, I did arms just the other day.
Really?
Workout.
What exercises do you do with your
arms?
Are you benching?
Pull-ups, ball crushers, rows.
You do that newfangled stuff, don't you? So. You don't just do lats and bench press and curls.
Well, I mean, you know.
Thigh master.
Oh, that, those are curls.
Those curls.
Are curls. Yeah, that's good.
Curls for the girls.
Hashtag girl power.
Well, anyway, if you're not working out, which most people aren't, thank God, you might want body tight. I mean, there's women who've gotten for their entire bodies and have had incredible inches off their waist, inches off their thighs, and so on and so forth. And arm tight is very popular because that is, I don't know, I'm not sure why that's so annoying to them, but it really seems to bother the shit out of them. So.
And face tight, too, don't forget, because they can do it there.
Oh, yeah, face tight, absolutely. Well, the version of the facelift that they're doing now is so much less, you know, when they used to cut out all that skin and pull it back.
And then zip
It's much more natural now because they get the body to tighten up and they make the stimulate the collagen. And you do look much better. And they transfer fat into those areas that need it, where it's got that old, worn, wrinkly skin. And they make those wrinkles go away. So there you go. Body tight, arm tight, and also lipo. They are busy with lipo, taking those last... Layla!
What is going on with them?
I don't. She's really pissing him on it.
I took her upstairs after we completed recording the other thing, thinking we were
it's because
done.
You've been gone all weekend. She misses you.
Oh, yeah, that. yeah, so liposuction, and they're having a lot of success with that, especially people who are down to those last 20, 25 pounds, and you just can't get it off, and you're working out. He loves those candidates that are trying to do the right things and eating right, but they can't get the last whatever pounds off because lipo is great for people like that. The results are very, but anybody, if you're interested, should talk to Dr. Roche. He's the pro. Get a consult, 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, or DROCHE to look at pictures. And then if you're a grower, caregiver, with most hydro stores across the state scaling back or closing, one store is growing and expanding. That's GrowGreen MI. That's because they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower. Whether you're a large-scale commercial grower or hobbyist, the staff at GrowGreen will give you the knowledge and products to make your grow room produce bigger, tastier, and more plentiful crops. They've got 75,000 square feet at the best prices in the state, period.
All right.
Insane deals like bags of Ocean Forest for $10, gallon of Bud Candy for $70, world-famous 1,000-watt Hortolux bulbs, $65. They clean, rent, and sell trimmers from the top brands, Twister, Triminator, and Green Bros. So quit trimming by hand, save time, money, and keep your spot in the down low. GrowGreen MI, the world's largest hydro store on M36 in Whitmore Lake. So Johnny Cash, Man in Black.
I could have cued it to the hook. If you're going to win a don't pick him up until the hook comes. You can ride to your land.
I've been everywhere, man. Yeah. Everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bear, man. I will admit to being a Johnny Cash fan.
Great song. He's got a lot of great songs.
I didn't know the song till the commercial.
I've been to Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Mark Zuckerberg determined to break bread with a family in every state of the Union. And he has done that in Ohio, in Newton Falls, Ohio, with Dan and Lisa Moore and their fine family after working a rough shift at the Rouge plant right here in the Motor City.
Rough shift.
Yeah, he really put in his 8 hours, so he says. I think we got Dan Moore on the line. Is that you, Dan?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, we're delighted. It's very interesting to have a chance to meet a young superstar like Mark Zuckerberg. You didn't know he was coming. You didn't know who it was, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I know it's kind of hard to believe. And I almost thought that the phone call that I got about a week before Friday, April 28th, I thought it was a prank phone call and almost hung up. So as it turns out, I'm certainly glad that I decided to play along.
Now, scale of 1 to 10, how bummed were you that it was Zuckerberg?
Oh,
what's
my.
That?
What? Oh, who did you think it was going to be? I mean, you guys had to have guessed who it was.
Well, here's how the phone call went. I got a random phone call, and it was from a gentleman named Jimmy Dahman from Cornersburg, Ohio, and he calls me, "Hello, Mr. Moore. My name's Jimmy, and I happen to work for a very wealthy billionaire philanthropist who lives in California."
Sucks.
And my boss has expressed an interest in coming out and talking with you and Classic. Meeting your family and having dinner. Are you interested?
Well, yeah, duh, at that point.
I'm like, okay, all right. I might be interested. Keep talking.
But you must have started. You must have started at some point with the Google searches for somebody fitting this description.
Larry Page or Sarah Brin.
Well, that came after that. I said, like, well, can you tell me his name? No, sir, I can't give you that information. And I'm like, okay. Well, can you give me some hints? And I'm like, and he says, well, yeah, I think I can do that. My boss is a kind of a celebrity. Well known all over the world. Ooh. And I was like, okay, I still don't know who it is.
Steve
Ballmer? Can you tell me anything else? And he says, I can tell you 90% of his Americans use his product on a daily basis. And he says, that's all the hints I can give you.
Did you say, and Steve Jobs is dead?
And, you know, and I was like racking my brain and saying, you know, I don't know, who's this guy, you know? Is this for real? And then I, you know, something dawned on me. I said, well, let me ask you one more question, Jimmy. And I don't know where this came from. I said, is your boss a solution-oriented problem solver? And he says, absolutely, he is. And I said, well, in that case, you tell your boss he's more than welcome to, you know, to come to our home in Newton Falls and we'll have dinner ready for him.
Now, Dan, I got to believe you must have debated, do we bring out the fine china? Is this a regular guy? What did you opt for in that case? Did you go for the fancy dinner or did you go for the more laid back?
Well, it was on like he said, well, can you recommend any restaurant that can cater the meal? Because they'd already decided to pay for it, you know?
Oh, okay.
And so I recommended Robbie Lee's restaurant in Newton Falls, and you know, so they, you know, him and I'm sure Mark and his staff, they made the dinner selection actually, and so we had it all catered and set up tables and whatnot, and you know, trays were ready in our family room, for serving this mystery guest that we still didn't know who it was.
No, I saw that the grandma was at the dinner, and I kind of wondered because, you know, Zuckerberg's involved in technology, you know, Facebook's a pretty big deal, a little complicated to a lot of grandmothers. Did you ever have any hang-ups, like trying to explain Facebook to grandma, or did you sort of avoid stuff like that?
Well, my mother-in-law, Frances, and her husband, Dave, they are absolutely very foreign to Facebook. No interest at all there, you know, and they're like,
and Mark's
they're, I'm
next
sure
to
they were thinking like, who's Mark Zuckerberg, you know, I'm like, oof. You know, they don't even know, you know what I'm saying?
Yikes.
Was she bummed that it was catered and at least wanted to make like a homemade dessert for him?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, we were thinking about, you know, doing that, you know, and, but as it turns out, Mark actually brings the dessert.
What?
For him, he brought my wife Lisa some cannolis, you know, and they were very tasty. And he brought me two bottles of Chardonnay red wine from Napa Valley.
Ooh.
Wow! A lot of asking going on here.
Like, do you drink wine first of all?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool. This is an excellent wine, Dan. You're going to love it. Please tell me what you think. You know,
that's nice. It's a good guest.
That was so. You know, not only did we get dinner, you know, it was you know, we got to toast to Mark Zuckerberg's continued success and you know, just got to know a lot about the man. And he's, I assure you,
and
your listeners, he's a lot more than just Facebook. And I had no idea before he walked in our door.
But I thought it was kind of it was sort of about you. It sounds like it's all about him. And not that, of course, I mean, when Mark Zuckerberg shows up, I'm sure everybody's pretty fascinated. He looks like he fits in pretty well. I'm just looking at the table. He almost looks like a family member. He's sitting next to grandma.
Right.
But was it?
And
was
that,
it all?
That was the thing. It was. And my son Danny, they're sitting to his right. He actually, you know, he said a prayer before dinner, and you know, that kind of thing is, you know, our tradition. And you know, and they said, "Yes, be perfectly fine. You guys just do, you know, what you normally do." And his staff of seven is sitting in the kitchen with their laptops and taking notes. And
Wait, he had staff of seven. That's were there?
Awkward.
I wonder why he needed seven people at the dinner.
Zucks has an entourage.
Zucks.
Well, yeah, that's what it's called. It's called an entourage. He had his chief spokeswoman, Amy Dudley. And Jimmy Dahman and a fellow named, really nice fellow named James Eby.
Great memory.
And was there. And another guy named Sasha Post. And and another fella, his photographer that travels with him. And so it was a full thing. And there was a full squad of security out there, outside. Jeez. And all Secret Service agents that had the block on lockdown.
They were kind of at the children's table, it sounds like. The entourage.
Well, they were in the kitchen table. Yeah. We were in the dining room.
They're probably jealous.
But they all ate. We all ate. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had some good food.
Did Zucks take a picture of his food and put it on Instagram?
I was thinking about doing that. I had some leftovers, and I think maybe you should take a picture of Mark's leftover food. No, we're not going to do that.
Did he take a selfie of himself and post that too before you ate? Was he constantly checking his Facebook posts?
No, actually, he was very, very attentive to. He actually was very interested in what we had to say. I mean, he wanted to hear all about our, introduce yourself and tell me about your, personal history and struggles, and tell me about Newton Falls and any problems you're having here, I was very impressed with that.
Dan, had you seen the movie, the Facebook movie?
Did you put it on for
No, him? But you know what? That's on my list of things to do now.
Ooh,
oh, that's too bad.
Don't do it.
Because,
I thought it was a good movie. You guys didn't like it.
It's a great movie. Zuckerberg does not come.
But he doesn't come out. Because he stole Facebook.
It's a movie.
Did you ask him how the Winklevoss twins were doing?
Well, he didn't see the movie, so.
Yeah, well, Mark said, don't believe everything you see and hear in that movie.
That's a good safe blanket statement to make. But he does seem
Whatever. But it was kind of interesting because, I'm thinking, tell us a little bit about when we're all talking about our problems and, losing high-paying manufacturing jobs and we got a declining middle class and bad trade agreements and those kinds of globalization, we're losing jobs to automation and robotics. Tell me about yourself, and he did, and I had no idea really, that Facebook was initially not a business. It was just a college campus thing that him and his friends did just to make it easier for their friends and family and students to share pictures and whatnot.
Now, Dan, you do
he
have
had
a...
no idea. He told us he had no idea. Oh, by the way, had no idea that Facebook was going to be this big, and that I ended up making $63 billion.
Well, who'd have thunk it? But he certainly was a smart guy, and I'm sure he'd be doing something great if it wasn't Facebook. But let me ask you've got a young son who certainly is in an age where a guy like Mark Zuckerberg could be a great help. Did Zucks sort of bond with your son? Is anything come of this? Because I mean, what an opportunity to meet a guy like that who can open doors.
Well, yeah, it's really strange that you guys asked that question because Mark and my son Danny they're really connected, and I think that's what Facebook is all about, according to Mark, is get people connected and build communities.
Yeah, fake news. Did you ask about fake news?
I don't think that subject came up.
Live suicides.
We talked a little about George Bush, and he said he met him a couple times. That he's not as stupid as the media makes him out to be.
Oh, is that good? Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I said, I never thought George Bush was stupid. So there was some laughter. But a lot of serious stuff about the economy and whatnot too. And
that's the son, Jay.
No, that's Dan.
But my son, says, "Well, tell me about yourself, Danny." And he's 22 years old, and he says, "Well, Mark, I happen to be doing some humanitarian work for the Mahoning Valley Dream Center in Warren, Ohio. And we're doing an adopt a block. We're doing things to fight poverty and human trafficking and stuff. And Mark was like, you know what? That's really great. You know, I'm really glad to hear that people are actually using Facebook to help improve the quality of other people's lives. And so he really applauded my son for doing that.
Did he suggest maybe a position in Facebook or somewhere?
Did your son go, but it doesn't always pay the bills?
Yeah, the Zuckerberg empire certainly is a place.
No, it's not necessarily a position for my son, but then again, you know, my wife and I, you know, we had to say, well, Mark, as long as we're talking about humanitarian work, my wife and I are doing some things with this children's orphanage in Uganda, Kizizi Good Shepherd Orphanage, and we've actually we met its founder director Simon Akatwajuka, you know, through Facebook about a year and a half ago, and I told him we've raised almost $7,000 for the construction of a new school building, and I said we talk on through Messenger, and video chat. Change. So he was very interested about that, and his staff member James, you know, had asked me. He said Mark will like to hear. He likes to hear those kind of stories.
And then Mark
shared that with him, and so now Amy, who's you know affiliated with something called, maybe your listeners are not you know heard of, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative.
Yeah.
They're going to be hopefully in the near future doing a Facebook fundraiser for these Uganda orphans.
Hey, when he got there, did you offer to give like a tour of the house? And did he accept the tour? Did you show him around the house?
Well, he didn't see that my bedroom. Okay, and
he didn't say this is where the magic happens.
then stay out of my daughter's room. It's a mess, that kind of thing. But you know, I did say, well, Mark, if you have to go to the bathroom, it's the first door on the right.
Did he?
No, I don't think he did.
He wasn't in there for like 40 minutes after dinner. So, to the point where I got really awkward.
I don't remember him using the bathroom, but you know.
He was here for
a total of 2 hours, you know, and most of that was a dinner conversation.
Was there any awkward silences or any awkward subjects that maybe didn't go over so well or?
So I have to think about that for a second. Most of it was pretty smooth, you know. It was.
Did they lay any rules on you?
Pardon me?
Yeah, did they say, Brandon, that's a great question. Did they tell you in advance, you know, don't ask Zuckerberg about this or, you know, don't ask him about his wife or, does he have a girlfriend?
No, there was no subject matter that was off limits.
Did you pretend to ask him about his kids and how they're doing?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I said, well, my wife did. She says, like, how's your wife Priscilla, you know?
Whoa.
And we're, you know, we all heard Google that, search. You know, she's expecting another baby and, you know, and oh, she's doing great, you know. And
where is she?
You know, so it was like,
she didn't want to meet me.
Did he pull out the phone and make you look at 300 pictures? It was incredible.
Mm.
Did you have to look at a bunch of pictures too of his kid when he did that?
Did we what?
Nothing. Never mind.
Did he have family photos to show and things of that
No,
nature?
No family photos. You know, but we sure got a fair share of photos with Mark. You know, post on Facebook.
Yeah, we see some of them.
Was there an awkward moment when? When Zuckerberg's like, so how's your professional sports team? Like he's trying to connect with you on a sports level, but didn't really know what he's talking about.
No, nothing sports related. You know, it was all the economy and how he's using Facebook to try to help people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of speculation and rumor out there, but you know, Mark's doing this cross country tour and talking with groups and, individuals and farmers and fishermen and drug addicts and stuff. And, you know, and he says, there's this impression. I'm doing this as a publicity stunt or you know, some people think I'm want to run for president in 2020.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, he says that is absolutely not true.
Did you ask him about building the F-150? Cause he was here in our town, building a truck.
Yeah, the Rouge plant. He actually did a shift.
Yeah, I knew he was there, but we didn't talk about that. But
was he complaining like that his feet hurt or his knees or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. He appears to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he sounded really put out by the one shift he put in there, but those guys work hard, and we know that. Anyway, well, listen, Dan, sounds like a great connection there, and I did ask him, is there any further connection going on? Have you guys been in touch, weekly, or have you had a conversation since?
Here's the thing.
Send
him
a friend request?
I actually have Amy Dudley's direct phone number. Ooh. And her email address, and we are in communication on a regular basis.
No kidding.
No, I can't pick up the phone and call Mark, but I can definitely call Amy. Uh-huh. And so now I pitched this idea to her here just about a few hours ago. And I said, after Mark was here, all the Newton Falls I wish Mark's you could have invited me and wish I could have been there to ask Mark some questions and so on and so forth. So right now, I'm seeing if Mark is receptive to doing a virtual town hall meeting here at the public high school. And kind of get the whole town together and maybe have another kind of dinner kind of thing. And maybe like 7 p.m., Mark calls in on the big screen TV.
Oh, that'd be cool. Because then that would not, of course, he's been to Ohio already, so that state might be taken care of. But
never going back.
You never know.
Well,
it sucks.
You never know. I got my fingers crossed.
No, it would be an appearance via television, too. It wouldn't have to actually be there. But anyway, Dan, sounds fabulous.
The next day, heads up. Like I said, we started to get a lot of phone calls another founder, CEO of the Global Center for Social Entrepreneurship Network from New York calls me, and he says, can I come out to your house? And I went, sure, And so he's been here. He's like, you were with Zuckerberg, I need to talk with you. And so it was opening doors, Mike Kaslin, he's the founder CEO. He was here already.
It was great.
Well, that's fantastic, Dan. I can't tell you how cool this whole thing sounds for you and Lisa and the kids. And we do appreciate you spending time with us almost as much as you spent with Mark. And I mean, you must be doing a lot of media, I'm sure, and you probably will continue to. But
If anybody's interested, they could go to www.gsen.com, JCSEN.com. And I'm actually in the process of submitting an economic initiative to Zuckerberg staff for their review.
You guys are almost like partners.
And I have every confidence that this can do a lot to help rebuild the middle class there in Michigan and other places.
Cool. We're all about that, Dan. And, again, thanks so much for the time. It sounds like a great experience.
Oh, you're very welcome, guys, and thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Keep it up, Dan. Keep it for the great work, you and your family.
Thank you so much. God
bless.
Best
to you. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Dan Moore.
Zuckerberg is going to steal that idea he has.
Yep.
My God. Isn't
he always does.
There's no question they did some vetting before they settled on Dan and Lisa Moore. I mean, look at all this stuff this guy's involved in. His kid is working on human trafficking. How many 22-year-olds give a flying bleep about? When you're 22, you're really doing more human trafficking, as in looking for chicks on all these various dating sites, exchanging nude photos with people. But no, not. I mean, some major vetting there.
It's so funny. I mean, you don't really think about it, but the story is never how it's presented. The fact that there's a staff of what did he say?
Seven people at the kitchen table. I know.
I mean, it.
Photographer.
It'd be a fun story if he really was just not vetting anybody and just showing up at house.
What's our JV guy? Fatter. Our JV imposter?
Chris. His name's Chris. He's from here. He lives in Arizona now.
How's he impostering?
Here's a picture of him, Trudy. There he is at the game. And Fox Sports caught him last night and sent Keats down to talk to him.
He's in full uniform.
Has Kate Upton ever mistaken them?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow, great thinking.
Wonder if he has a fat girlfriend.
Aw, jeez.
What if JV was just bombed and just decided to let this guy have a shot?
Yeah, that's her dream three-way. Two JVs.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is his butt as big?
His butt is weird.
That womanly
Verlander's,
butt.
Yeah, it's very curvaceous.
No, it's funny. I had almost blocked that out of my head, but just the immediate memory, I can just see it perfectly, that womanly ass of his.
Ew.
Isn't that a pitcher's butt, though? I mean, they have a lot of...
thick thighs. You know?
They do have big legs. They tend to. Yeah, a lot of strength, a lot of velocity. Comes from the legs. So, yeah, Keating interviewed him during the Wednesday night game, or was it Tuesday night?
It was last night.
Last night. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Foreigner was on the Today Show.
Today?
Yeah, they were. This is their 40-year anniversary.
Oh, that's
JV!
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, how's it going?
Chris! What's going on? It's Drew, Mark, and Trudy on the podcast here in Michigan.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Real good, man. So you got some TV time back home last night. You getting a lot of calls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my phone's been blowing up all day today.
Cool. Where'd you grow up here?
I grew up in Novi.
Okay. And when did you move out to Arizona?
I moved out to Arizona in July of 2008. I got a teaching job out here right out of Michigan State.
So JV was a rookie in 2006, rookie of the year, in fact. He really blew it up. I mean, he had a great, great year and certainly became a guy we all knew. Was it immediately, I mean, as soon as he came on the scene, were people like, well, you look like that Tigers pitcher, or did it take a while? I mean...
No, it was pretty much immediately. It was always kind of a joke between my friends that, you know, I looked just like him, and we'd be out in the bars in East Lansing, and when I walked in, my friends would all go, hey, Justin, baby, and, you know, you could kind of see heads turning, and people were asking my friends if I was really him.
How far did you ever take it on one night?
You know, I'm not really the attention seeker type. I mean, I thought it was just kind of funny as a joke, but I never kind of, you know, tried to...
Never wear a Tiger jersey or anything like that at a game, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a huge Tigers fan, so...
Yeah, no.
You've
kidding.
Never, like, taken it, I don't know, like 2 hours and some chicks hitting on you? Or...
Well, no, I've always had a girlfriend. So,
does she look like Kate Upton?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No.
Thank God.
Yeah, we were talking about the potential for a Kate Upton three-way, of course, with the two Justins, but apparently that hasn't.
Yeah.
You haven't been in a position to do that, unfortunately.
Yeah, no.
Now, this goes back a few years, too, because there's the picture from 3 years ago where Justin's actually in the photo. So have you ever met him?
No.
No?
Never met him personally.
Really?
During that game, he was – well, it was actually Jabba Chamberlain that kind of – set that whole picture up because he saw me standing behind the dugout, and he just said, oh my God, you look just like JV. He goes, hold on a minute, let me go get him. So he went and got him, and then all, you know, Brad Asmus and a couple of the other coaches and players turned around, they were laughing, and then Justin popped his head up, and then that's when my wife snapped the picture.
Wow, but nothing, no contact with JV?
No, nope.
Maybe he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I asked him for his autograph, and he popped his head up, but he just kind of said no, and then went back down in the dugout. So I was like, oh, okay.
Ouch.
Wow. And then he demanded you shave that beard.
Right.
So you don't look as much like me.
Have you always had the beard?
Off and on. It's kind of something I shave and then let grow back constantly.
Well, I got to believe, if you were here, I would think you would be asked to sign a lot of autographs, but I read that you are asked to sign, is that only when the Tigers are in town, or just people? I mean, he's a pretty well-known guy, but in Arizona, I wouldn't think it would happen that often. How often does it happen?
Usually when it's like Detroit, if the Red Wings are in town or the Lions, you know, I get stopped a lot and ask if I'm him. I've been out in a bar in Tempe before, and some guy came up to me, oh, you're my boy, you're my favorite player, blah, blah, blah. And all I had on was my Tigers hat and a hoodie. And he's like, can I get a picture with you? So I was like, okay. Because at first I didn't even know, like, what he was talking about. And then my cousin was like, hey, he thinks you're Verlander. Just play along. So,
wow.
I don't know if he woke up the next morning and realized that he had some random guy on his phone. Or
You know, it's funny. Do you think Justin Verlander wears a Tiger hat when he's out on the town?
Probably not.
No. There's no way.
No, I've seen him, you know, out with Kate and stuff. No, he doesn't wear a tiger hat.
No,
that's like when Luther Ellis wore his jersey to that restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
True story.
Do you have a complete tiger uniform just in case for Halloween or something?
No, I just have the away jersey, the away hat, and the home hat.
And what number is the away jersey?
The away jersey is 35.
Ah, okay. Well, why not? What other? I mean, seriously, JV. It's got to be JV or Miggy. If you look like JV, why wouldn't you have JV? Are you a huge fan of him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been a big Detroit fan since I grew up there. I mean, I've been there since 85, so.
Right. Do you get back very often?
Not recently, because once I moved out here, then my parents followed us out here. My wife's parents followed us out here, so we're kind of, the whole family moved out here.
Wow. And you live in Gilbert?
Yep. Okay. Just outside of Phoenix.
Yeah, I was out there for a couple years in the late 80s, and pretty nice out there. You like it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, the weather's great. I miss the people, the Detroit people, Michigan people. You can't find them anywhere out here like they are back there.
No, I agree. When I moved to Michigan, people said, how could you leave Phoenix for Michigan? Well, I got fired, so it was pretty easy. But I have to say, I like it here as much as I like. I love the weather in Phoenix. There's no question. It's really cool. But there's something very nice about Michigan, something different. But, hey, listen, keep looking like JV. It can't hurt you, man. And thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Chris.
See you, bud.
All right, take care.
We'll see you. Good luck.
All right, bye, guys.
Go Tigers.
It's the best of Drew and Mike. And coming up, it's the initial conversation with Stan and his Kid Rock-loving wife.
Clap-trapping wife.
Yes. She never disappoints, because I love the word clap-trapping. Clapping your trap. I don't know. It's such an old term. I mean, yeah. People really said that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my wife, she's clapping a trap all the time.
Oh, my dad.
Well. Oh, your dad said that?
For sure.
I think I might have heard that before.
Yeah.
And Stan, yeah, he says it, and he says it very affectionately. And it's true. She is always clapping her trap.
Yeah. He's got some great pipes.
Oh, he does. He's graduated to CFL analyst now. And I think he's quite proud.
A fine job.
He used the term when he left a message on voicemail.
He's proud, man.
That was really funny.
Takes his job. This is Stan, your CFL analyst.
Speaking of CFL, we're going to get our USFL book soon from Jeff Perlman.
Is he coming on the show?
Yeah, of course.
Are you in the book?
I don't know. When I get the book in my hands, I will let you know.
You better be.
I'm concerned that he hasn't told you you're in the book.
If I'm not in the book, it's okay.
What?
Oh, no. Right. That's unexciting.
The program's going to be in the book, right?
Oh, yeah.
Then you have to be in the book.
Oh, yeah.
A program. I think he's a pretty stand-up guy. I think Maz is going to be in the book.
It'll be awesome.
Perlman, yeah.
Didn't he interview you?
Yeah.
About the draft?
About the draft. I sent him some stuff that I had some... memorabilia. I had to send him some.
Maybe you get some photo credit.
Yeah, I get photo
at
credit.
At a minimum, you get a photo credit.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
All right, so Stan and Lenny Dykstra are coming up on the best of the Drew and Mike show. But first, people come from all over Michigan to see Dr. Yaldo and get two great lifestyle boosts. One, to be done with glasses, contacts, reading glasses, and then to see better without them. Better than they ever did with them. They also come as far as Traverse City, because custom LASIK and multifocal lens implants cost less at the Yaldo Eye Center than in those small markets. And they come because Dr. Yaldo is the most experienced at his specialty, having done over 30,000 LASIK procedures and over 10,000 multifocal lens implants. Eli got him last November, and he won't shut up about it. And he really can see. I mean, show him small print. He'll amaze you. My sister's next, and she's coming from Chicago to get him. People coming from all around. Patty!
Eddie.
Call the leader, Dr. Yaldo. As many Drew and Mike listeners have, get the best vision of your life and toss those glasses and contacts in the trash where they belong. The evaluation is free, along with the Drew and Mike discount. It's 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at the Yaldo Eye Center. And then Dodge Lane.
Come on, Patty!
I love that guy. Zidane for me.
Oh, man.
On my own. Why did it end this way?
I find myself singing that, like, walking around the house every once in a while. Just those two lines.
I just can't get over that that's a guy.
I know.
He sings.
If anybody knows Patty LaBelle, tag her in the video.
Oh, my God.
Can we get him for an interview, possibly?
Yeah, we can find him. Why not?
Maz, are you a Patti LaBelle fan?
No, not really.
No?
No. It's all right.
Are you a James Wright fan?
I don't know who that is.
What?
That's who's talking.
Oh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty.
I could not hang out with that guy.
What?
You know, it's too loud.
A little intense.
It's like hanging with RuPaul. Yeah.
He would fill up the room.
Yeah. Well, it'd be fun for a while.
Nobody's ever pronounced RuPaul's name that way. RuPaul?
I said RuPaul.
I like it. I'm doing that now.
RuPaul.
What's Patti LaBelle's big hit, Lady
Marmalade?
Lady Marmalade?
He's got a ton of hits.
You don't like that song? That seems like it'd be... It's an old song.
Yeah, it was okay. I didn't love it back then.
That's my favorite version of it.
They overplayed it. That's why I hated it.
Zod M59 Dodge Rams 2018 summer clearance events in full effect at DealsMD.com. Zod Dodge Ram summer clearance event is your absolute last chance to purchase or lease the 2018 Ram truck of your dreams. Plus, swing in before the end of the month, and Zod Dodge Ram will give you a $25 gift card just for test driving one of their sweet-ass new Ram trucks. So for just $25 and a cheap ride. More importantly, after test driving, pocketing your $25 or your gift card, you can lease a new 18 Dodge Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $169 a month. If you prefer to buy one of the last 18 Ram Bighorns on the planet, then be prepared to save over $13,000 on your purchase. $13,000.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. Remember, Zod Dodge Ram still has a massive selection of these trucks in stock, and the competition does not. Go surf the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
The other one we had numbers for was that lady who, she had the bet in a, it's funny, the CFL football game does this. Is it Safeway that has a deal?
Yeah.
And if there are two kickoff returns in one game, you win $1 million if you're the selected name. So this lady's a selected name, and there's a kickoff return on the opening kickoff. So it's like, oh, wow. Yeah, I got a shot.
A chance.
Second quarter, another return for a touchdown. She's a millionaire. But no, they throw a holding flag at the very end of the run on some guy who's like 10 yards behind the runner.
It's the exact kind of push in the back that you don't like, too. I thought of you when I saw the play.
I know. It's like, so stupid.
He puts his hand on the guy's shoulder and they both fall.
Yeah, he just touched him.
Really weak.
I thought it was
call.
Stupid. It was a terrible call.
I like that comment by this lady's husband, too, because he seems as more pissed off about the call in general.
Not his money. It's her money.
Than that
dude,
they lost
he's
the
up.
No, but I think he's just mad at the call. He's a big fan of this team.
Oh, he's more angry about the call than about his wife losing $1 million?
Yeah.
You think she's going to get some independence and leave him?
Because the team still won. The Blue Bombers won. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have that phone number?
Yeah, Jay's got it.
Okay.
Her name is Karen.
Yeah, let's Karen Cuddies or
Stan.
Something?
Stan. Coldest.
Oh, Stan is her old man?
Yeah, Stan.
Stan and Stanley.
Should have been a touchdown, he says. I need to get in touch with the CFL.
Good luck, Stan.
Yeah, right. They don't hear from you.
And everybody thinks the refs are involved.
Oh, jeez.
Hello?
Hi, is this Karen?
Yes.
Hey, Karen. It's the Drew and Mike podcast calling from Detroit, Michigan. How you doing?
Detroit, Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean where Kid Rock comes from?
Yeah. Motor City
I
Rock?
I love Kid Rock. Yeah. He's my favorite performer.
Did you see he dropped two new singles on Friday?
Did he?
Yeah. Poe Dunk.
Oh, I didn't
and,
know that.
Greatest Show on Earth.
He's running for Senate, too. He, so he says.
Oh, my God. You make sure you tell him I say hello.
I sure will
do that.
Hey, Karen, are you the one that lost $1 million on the football game?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was the worst
also,
call.
No, I just came back from, my husband went out for breakfast.
Breakfast?
Me and my husband went out for breakfast this morning, and we just got back, and then,
I mean, how bummed
call.
Were you? Were you watching? You must have been watching a guy going down the field thinking, I'm rich, I'm rich.
Yeah, you probably spent by the...
No?
No.
Why?
That's not the way it happened.
What happened?
The way it happened was, I'm in the kitchen doing my dishes after supper. I made a beautiful spaghetti for supper. Mm. And then my daughter...
This doesn't seem to be part of the kickoff return
to me. Mom, the Bombers are out of touch. So I ran in the living room. Yay, good for Bombers. And then the phone rang, and then my son was calling me because my son is married with two little babies. And he said, Mom, my mother-in-law just called me. He said, Karen, you won something. Oh, I thought it was a watch or a whatever, a pots and pans. So then, yeah, that's nice. So then I went back after I cleaned up my kitchen and all that. I went in the living room and, oh my God, I won $25,000 home entertainment center, 82-inch curved screen TV with 4 motorized chairs and all the rest of the everything to do with it. I thought, awesome, terribly awesome.
Wait, Karen.
And then I'm sitting
Karen, are we talking about the Canadian Football League football game where you could have won $1 million? Are we talking to the right person? I'm getting confused by your story.
Pardon me?
Are we talking about the Canadian Football League game where you could have won $1 million?
NFL, no. See, I'm a Patriot fan. Mark, also. I'm a Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan.
No idea.
Kid Rock won't like that I am a Patriot fan. He'll like that I should be a Detroit, whatever they're called. What are they called?
Lions. Yeah,
no, I'm not a Lions fan.
can you spell your last name for me? Is it K-U-D-Y-S?
No, K-U-L.
Okay, well.
D-Y-S. Can you tell Kid Rock to call me? I would be, you know what, he's come to Winnipeg 3 times, and I've been to every concert. If he called me, I would just be
flabbergasted. Is this the $1 million lady?
Yeah, it totally is.
Okay, I don't understand. I'm confused.
You can't relate it to him?
Are you married to Stan? Is Stan your husband?
Stanley?
Yeah.
We've been married for 39 years.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm an old broad. I'm 59 years old.
I like to say 59.
You got a couple good days left.
My favorite.
So wait a second. Why?
Can you put Stanley on the phone, please? Yeah. I think we need to relate to Stanley just for a moment.
Okay.
If that's possible.
All right.
Thanks, Karen.
I found out.
Where are you from?
Detroit. Remember
Kid Rock?
Yeah. Sweet.
Stanley's sleeping right now. We're out all day. He's old. He's 3 years older than me.
he robbed
the cradle.
He's got less days. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we'll try back when Stanley's there. We heard he had some interesting comments in the game.
You actually want to talk to him?
Well, it's really
can
not
that. Can you call back?
We might just call back. How long till Stanley comes home?
He'll be home probably about in a half hour.
Okay.
Can you call back like at 5:30?
Yeah, we'll try and do that.
Winnipeg time. What time is it in Detroit right now?
You guys
are 1 hour.
It's 5:50 here. Is it 4:50 there?
5:50, we're 4:50.
Okay, so you're an hour behind us, it sounds like.
Yeah, so then, do you mind calling us back in a half hour?
No, no sweat.
And you would get a hold of Kid Rock, I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, we'll have him on the phone.
I'd be totally flabbergasted.
We'll have him on the phone for you, Karen.
What?
We'll have him on the phone for you.
True.
You have him on the phone for me?
We will at 5:30.
Unless you don't want to.
Unless you don't hang up in the next 5 seconds.
Kid Rock.
If you don't want to, it's okay. Never mind. Just cancel it. Forget it. Never
mind. You got to be kidding. No, really. Come on.
I thought you didn't want to.
Kid Rock, he came to Winnipeg 3 times. You know what? He made
did
a brewery, and we were going to go there, but then all of a sudden it went downhill. So we didn't go there.
Okay.
I was going to go there and check out his beer, Badass Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, and we'll discuss this at 5:30, okay?
Okay, 5:30. Okay.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, boy. Why couldn't Stan have answered the phone?
Oh, boy.
Stanley.
I wonder, does she know she lost $1 million? I'm totally confused.
I don't know. Well, as she was talking about it, I found out what the deal was. Because of the one kickoff return, that's why she got the home theater package. We didn't need to know every aspect of that theater package.
No. Nor do we need to know all of her Kid Rock life story.
No, we didn't need to know anything that she told us. That is time we're not getting back.
Well, it's funny. I'm just talking about the what basically the entire media is discussing, that the second kickoff return that would have won her $1 million had a holding call, and I wondered if she was disappointedly watching it, and she completely did a 180. Yeah. I mean, no, because she wasn't even watching it, it sounds like. You can give a fuck. She doesn't deserve $1 million. I'm glad there's a holding call.
I know. And now they're, for some reason, which this is dumb. I don't know.
Plus, Stanley's more secure, too. Stanley saw her becoming independent and leaving him, so he would have been terribly unhappy.
Oh, I think Stanley. I don't know. Stanley might have enjoyed it if he left.
He may.
I have a feeling Stanley doesn't get too many words in.
I bet Stanley's feigning hearing problems at this point.
I bet you.
Free is holding you. I can't hear you.
His most common refrain is, yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Oh, boy.
But she is going to get groceries for a year for free from Safeway.
Oh,
so
she is. Okay.
Yay.
She might think that's better than $1 million. Maybe they go through a lot of groceries.
Oh, she's done the math.
Feed the whole family. She likes food.
Yeah, maybe she just wanted somebody to talk to.
Well, that's okay. She was lonely. Stanley's not around. we amused her for 10 minutes.
I don't know if Stanley's much of her ego.
I don't know.
Stanley was supposed to be home. He went out to run some errands after breakfast.
I'm not sure.
I don't know, 5:30 now.
I'm not sure I want to risk calling back least an hour.
No, because if you go, look, we're not calling back because you know how that conversation is going
to
go.
The question is, who's in a smaller hurry, us or Stanley to get home? Us to call or Stanley to get home?
I bet you if we call, now I kind of want to do it, but if we were to call at 5:30 her time, he will not be home. There's no way. But that conversation.
You're not calling
just
at 5:30.
Like,
that's already been decided. That was decided before she hung up the phone.
She's just going to want to know where Kid Rock is when we call back. If we call back. I vote no.
We better call tomorrow. We'll call till Stanley answers the phone, is what we'll do.
Brilliant. I love it.
Because if I say, "Who's Stanley there?" She'll say, "Who is this?" And if I start BSing, then we're going to get busted.
I love it.
She will bust us, too.
Oh, no. Who's calling? Is it Stan? Stan's calling.
No way. Here comes the sun. Who is this?
This is Nick Cave from the I Am Sam soundtrack.
The soundtrack's not bad, actually.
We're just talking about Nick Cave, though.
It's maybe my least favorite in the soundtrack.
What?
I like the slow version of Help on here.
Stan?
Stan!
Hello.
Stan, how you doing?
Good.
How's your nap?
You're talking to Drew and Mark. Yeah, how was your nap?
I just woke up. I'm getting old. I need my afternoon nap.
Nice.
Yeah, we were talking to your wife, but she talked her ear off a little bit, Stan.
Yeah.
Is she a little chatty sometimes?
Just between you and us.
Yeah, okay. You can shut her up at times.
Yeah, we speculated that you feign deafness occasionally.
Pardon me?
You heard me, Stan. I know. I'm on to you.
Is your favorite refrain, yes, dear?
What was that?
Nothing. Never mind.
Stan is having trouble with his hearing. Yeah. His acting is too good. Stan, the $1 million, were you watching the game?
Yes, I was.
How pissed were you on the second kickoff return? Your wife would have won $1 million and they make a horse bleep holding call. How pissed were you?
I was really pissed because I'm an avid CFL fan, and I'd rather prefer to watch CFL before NFL.
Yeah.
Because I find CFL is more exciting than NFL.
It's not, but yeah.
Why? Okay. Hey, well, now that's a side note. Why?
Not even close. But
why?
Because the wider
diehard Bomber fan.
Yeah. Oh, so that's why. It's
he likes his local team. That's understandable. Okay. It's, but what's I mean, the NFL adopt a team, and I think you might come around, Stan. Yeah, but anyway, I mean, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Do you have any recourse? Have you talked to an attorney or anything?
No, I haven't.
Do you think the official was up to no good?
Well, yes, he was. There was no need for that flag either because it wasn't a block from behind.
He just grabs the guy in the shoulder, it looks like to me.
No, it looked like he just put his arm because he's trying to help himself. The Bomber guy actually looked like he did it on purpose.
Stan, if I was you, I would have put my fist through some drywall.
Yeah.
No, I already did it once with either a choice of that with a girl's head or the drywall. I took the drywall and busted my knuckle. I was so pissed off I was at her. I don't hit women.
What? Hey, what?
Who is this guy? Yeah, I love the way he talks, Stan.
Hey, Stan.
Was this possibly your wife you were angry at when your fist went through the drywall?
She
no, it wasn't. No.
Oh, because she claps her trap pretty good.
Yeah.
Is she talking about Kid Rock? Is that what she's clapping her trap about?
She wants to talk to Kid Rock. She's,
yeah, we couldn't.
She loves that Kid Rock.
I know.
Tell her that he's outside right now.
Yeah.
I think he just pulled up in your driveway. Tell
they
good
just
look.
Pulled up in the driveway.
Go outside.
Did you watch the game? You guys get the game down there?
No, but we saw the play, and it was bullshit.
Yeah, it was bullshit. That really true bullshit. I was really ticked off. It'll be in my mind for probably I don't know how long.
Stan, I'm an avid fan,
and I know all the rules.
Stan, I love the way you don't mince words.
Yeah.
Now, you were quoted as saying that you would need to get in touch with the CFL. Have you made those inroads yet to talk to the CFL?
No, I haven't. No.
No.
Bullshit. The CFL commissioner called here. The boss called here to my wife twice. He even tracked her down at her work. She
what?
Went to work the next day.
Wait, Stan.
No, don't let her answer.
Stan, that's a cop-out. Don't let her talk to the commissioner. You got to have that conversation because you're not going to take any crap off the guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just a new hired commissioner. Five days old. He's just new hired.
He's a patsy.
Yes.
Stan, I just heard you repeat what your wife said in the background. Was that really your original thought, or were you repeating what she said? Because she does talk a lot.
Yeah.
Stanley.
Yeah.
I am on here. Yeah. I'm on the air live. Yeah, so it went viral to the States, too.
Absolutely, yeah, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Right on. You're on looks good for the CFL. Well, they're just trying to cover up their mistake.
Stan, tell the fans in America why the CFL is so great.
I find it more exciting.
It's not.
And what I think I prefer to watch is it's more exciting, and it's always right to the wire.
Is it the wire?
It's always right to the wire. It's either...
Stan is
a touchdown, a win, to score, to tie the game, or whatever.
Whatever.
NFL, I find that it's too boring.
What?
The last 3 minutes of a game probably lasts an hour, a half an hour, to three quarters of an hour.
Stan,
and it's pretty sad when you can't make a first down in four tries.
Hmm.
That's why I watch the CFL.
Wait, does CFL have three downs?
Yes, three downs. Yes. Plus the receivers, they can go in motion towards the line. That's pretty exciting.
Yes.
And they have the rouge.
They got the wider field, don't they?
Yeah, it's 10 yards longer.
Are there more kickoff returns? I mean, does anybody ever win this $1 million Safeway deal?
Oh, this was the first time this ever happened. That's probably another reason why. When I figured, too, they did it the first time. The first play from the game was an opening kickoff return for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we won.
Nice, dude.
And no, I said to my wife, we need two. I even knew the rules about this contest. Where did she do it?
Yeah.
It's a big
and I said, oh, and she was doing her supper dishes that night. And I was watching the game. And she comes in, sweetheart, we got $1 million. You won your $1 million. Then last thing you know, we heard there's been a late flag.
Oh, bull.
No touchdown.
Quiet.
Stan.
Karen, quiet.
Stan, is there any way to get her to stop clapping her trap? Is there any way?
What's that?
Is there any way to get your wife to stop clapping her trap? I mean, I just hear her in the background. I don't even hear you.
It's a little distracting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you just ask her to pipe down a little bit?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to hear you.
Yeah.
Now, we were reading somewhere that
People are saying she wears the pants. I'm just saying.
We were reading somewhere that Safeway offered you groceries for a year, and Karen has actually preferred that over the $1 million. Is that true?
Yes.
That is true?
Yeah, that's what she says. Well, I keep telling her it's not $1 million.
Yeah.
No, it's not a million.
Spend $1 million in groceries?
Stan,
yeah.
Wake her up. Come on.
Yeah.
Punch out a wall. Do something. Make something happen around there. Jesus.
Yeah.
You're napping your way to losing $1 million.
I know. What else did you do? You can't win with a CFL.
No, it's not corrupt. It's going to go there better than the NFL. But okay, Stan, this is a tragedy. This is a national tragedy. We're going to see if we can start a petition or something. We're going to get Kid Rock to come over there with a petition to present it to your wife and put this thing to an end. This is ridiculous. We're outraged.
It is, really. They're just covering their ass.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. There's a scam. It's between Safeway, the officials, and the CFL, and it's got to be stopped.
Yes.
If we have any,
you guys do something in the States, because my son was the one that said, "I hope it goes viral to the States too." That's exactly what happened.
It's viral as hell. It's all over the place. People are outraged. They're saying, "What are these? What is this lovely lady going to do with groceries for a year when she could have $1 million?"
It's a big scam.
Yep.
So Stan, we're all over it. We'll get back in touch with you. Okay.
Okay, I got your number down here. Anyways, am I speaking with Andrew right now?
Yeah.
With who?
Drew.
Yeah. Drew. It's the Drew and Mike.
You can call him whatever you want, though.
Yeah, Drew and Mike show. Absolutely. Call me anytime, Stan.
Drew and Mike show.
Yeah.
Stanley.
Stan, you got some pipes. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I work at a warehouse, a trucking outfit warehouse.
Okay.
I'm a shipper receiver.
I can hear him on the ear, man. He does have pipes.
He does have some pipes.
Yeah.
I bet you're in charge over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stan,
the guys, our coworkers, I listen. They listen to what I speak to.
Yeah.
Would you say
I get pissed off, they know.
Would you say you're more in charge at work or at home? Because it sounds at home like it's a little up in the air. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I just let her do whatever she does. you know typical women, right?
Yes. I know, Stan. I'm a little younger, but not that young, that much.
Yeah.
I know, there's no stop. Whatever she's clapping right now, there's no stopping.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, go back to bed.
Got to live with it or ignore it.
Yeah, anyway. She has to go to bed soon anyway. She's up at 4:30 in the morning every morning.
Oh, wow.
So I'll probably kick her to bed within the hour.
Stan, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Thanks for your time. Bro. See ya. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye.
I love that dude.
Oh, my God, I love him.
I love that guy. Karen.
Stan. Jesus. They're probably perfect for each other.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Did you read the Lenny story?
He does pick up the phone. I think he generally likes any attention.
Mm-hmm. So he is accused of trashing a hotel room in the Hamptons. He was in the Hamptons for some reason.
Whoa.
And then he tried to steal the towels, the bed sheets, and even a receptionist's sunglasses.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Guests complained on Saturday about noise and weed smoke. Lenny, who served 6 months in prison, which we all know. You can smell the marijuana throughout the hotel. They were ordering a big bucket of ice and extra towels every few hours. At 3 a.m., Lenny called down. My brother went to the room, knocked, and he was invited in by the girl who was fully naked. Sounds like Lenny was having a blast. I don't know. What's the problem here? When Lenny left, there were open bottles of vodka and Jack Daniel's stuff everywhere.
Well, that's why they have maids, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, there you.
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike podcast. We're hoping you had a minute for us.
What's that?
It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
We had a great talk once.
We talked to you a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, how could we not anybody from Detroit is a badass?
What?
I said anybody from Detroit is a badass. So I
absolutely. Yeah, we did a great review of your book, man. We read the whole thing.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Are you live yet?
Yeah, we love the book. Talked about that liar.
No, you're not live. You're not live yet, right?
Yeah, we can be. We can go live right now.
No, you don't want to go live right now.
No,
because I'm checking a hotel. Plus, we got to talk about pussy and.
We can talk about that.
Pussy.
We can talk about the hotel, man. I heard
Wait, what hotel? Oh, that show.
No.
The hotel. That was masquerading as a hotel. Meaning no service. I mean. The only service they have was me bringing their towels out. They didn't have any me. Go live. Let me get my room here.
We're rocking. All right.
Okay.
All right. Lenny,
we'll go live.
Lenny Dykstra, I don't know where Lenny is right now, but I think we've got
Manhattan. Nice. In the city of never sleep.
He's on the phone
I'm
with
like
us.
I'm like the Hamptons where those guys think they're born with a fighter piston up there, you know?
Yeah, they are elitist. What are they trying to...
What the problem is your boy... The problem is your boy... The dude, what he did wrong was he tried to get press out of it, and that's why he volunteered his pervert brother out there saying,
"Yeah,
like why would you say this?" He walked in there naked, meaning my girl freaked. The girl was just freaked out, man. She walked in the door. She's in the shower. This guy walks to the shower door, stares at her, knocks on the thing. She freaks out, puts the towels down. So. Like, be careful what you wish for, bro, because all I did is bring your towels down to you, meaning because they mounted to the point where no one answers the phone. They don't speak fucking English. The place is a joke, dude, meaning Hotel Z. Mm-hmm. It's called Hotel F. Hotel F for fucking failing, and F for Hotel Fuck You.
Yeah.
You think in the Hamptons you'd get a nice hotel room.
Not these jokers.
No, dude. No kidding. They stayed up to $1,500 a night. They say I trashed the room. How do you trash a room with a bed and nothing else?
Well, what's bitching about a liquor bottle in a room? Who doesn't have a liquor bottle in a room? They have liquor bottle.
Oh, liquor bottle in a room. They're all, these guys are, let's see, they're pretty boys. They're all too, you know, too cool for school up there. And so, like... Oh, I'm sorry. We kept calling operator and no one answered. I'm sorry. We're only guests. And then, like, no one works there. Then the one that does work there is Russian. Then they speak fucking English. Hmm. English, so, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Hey, that's we know that line.
Yeah. It's so, Sam Jackson.
Yeah, anyway. So, like I said, guys got to be careful what he's wished for because why would a guy volunteer out there? His brother walked in to a naked girl. I mean, no, come on, dude. Like, you gotta have a better tell. The guy must be a terrible poker player.
Yeah, I liked what your comment was about the naked woman that you told page six.
I don't know. What about her? Which one? 1 through 5, 10, 15, 20? I don't know.
So
which one are you talking about?
You said the only thing I had in my room was my dick in my hand.
Dick in my hand.
That's what that guy wanted to see. He wanted to see Lenny Dykstra's dong.
No, he didn't, dude. He's a pervert. He had them eyes, dude. They never lie, bro.
Yeah, he was probably staring right at your crotch when you checked in.
No, he's a pervert, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
They never lie. You don't walk in rooms like that, dude. Naked.
What?
He goes right to the door.
I don't understand. Why did he walk in anyway?
Right to the shower door. I think the girl freaked out.
Did he open the door himself?
Freaked out.
He opened. He let himself in.
I remember I was out there searching for, but one of them, like some employee, which they didn't have any. There was no one. No one works there. Hmm. I mean, there's no front desk. So I'm out there searching to no avail. As I walk back up, you know, she's kind of freaked out. And I should tell her what happened. I didn't want to say anything. But then Bozo, you know, I think he's Mr. Cool down there. We're not done. It's so far for him being cool in the Hamptons. Like, he thinks he's got these restaurants. Now he's going to get, who knows, the guy's probably, the eyes, they don't ever lie. Look the guy in the eyes. And I said, look me in the eyes, motherfucker. Look me in the eyes. When I talk to you. Don't look away. No, hey, stay right here. Okay? And he said, boo.
I think that sounds like this place, on a scale of 1 to 10, it deserves a rating of 2 strawberry dongs.
No, it's not that, dude. What it is the guy, see, the guy, he's a pervert. There's some kind of sick fuck that walks down and throws up. It's not his first time he's done that.
Well, that's why I rated 2 strawberry dongs, because he sounds like he's a pervert. And a 2 out of 10 isn't very good.
Yeah, what he is, dude, is he's a pussy, dude.
Do you?
He couldn't look me in the eyes.
Did he Pearl Harbor the room? Is that what you're saying? He just let himself in?
Pearl Harbor the girl. The poor girl. This young girl. Nice girl. Innocent girl, man. You know, it's another gift from God.
Wow.
Shower, and he starts knocking. She thought it was me.
Ugh.
And the next thing you know, dude, it's this pervert. Dude, I saw when I first saw him, I said, them eyes, man. The eyes, Chico, they never lie.
What about this? What about this thing he said about you stealing the receptionist's sunglasses?
I know, it's so great. Like, she's the only one with Ray-Bans, really?
No, please.
Jesus Christ.
I have a pair of Ray-Bans. That doesn't mean I stole them from her.
Stealing the glasses. I like to know. I like stealing the clothes, the towels. Well, that's a good heist. I dropped them right out in front of their non-existing body. And a laundry bag for them.
What a joke.
How long did you stay there, Lenny?
See, he tried to get me to, he let this story out. Meaning, so he tried to get Bill to get some play out of it. The only thing he's going to get, all kinds of problems now. And by the way, the towels, I'm not really into Lands End towels, my friend. Maybe a little, you know, a little frette, a little Italian, you know, thread count, not Lands End.
They claim you took the sheets, too.
Towels, the sheets.
What's the thread count on those crappy sheets?
I put the sheets in the laundry basket so they could, like, get out of our way. No major there. Because, you know, like, you know, I mean, you know, we went a few rounds, you know, bro?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. You know how many rounds did you go? That's probably why she was excited when you were knocking on the door. She was ready for another round, and it's this pervert.
No, she wasn't excited. She was worn out. Maybe at that point, but I'm not in the shower.
Lenny, I've heard your sex.
You're not.
I've heard your sex tips.
No shower, no water, shit, none of that shit. I'm a stone cold missionary man.
Yeah.
just driving down through, dude. Driving down through.
Lenny, are you gonna do a book with your sex tips? I've heard you do them on the radio, but it seems like you'd have a.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Lenny's in Manhattan.
Is that Al Hendricks?
Sounded like him.
All right.
Did Lenny disappear? Lenny? Is Lenny gone?
I don't know.
LD?
There you go.
She's under trial last week.
There's Lenny.
Yeah.
Who are you hanging
with? Another dope. What is this fucking? Everyone that works at hotels gotta be a fucking dope.
You know this guy that owns this hotel. I was googling him. He thinks he's hot shit.
Oh yeah, dude. He's gonna be. Dude, the bottom line is, dude, he tried to get a little free press out. Guess what happens? Play this fire, you get burned. But more than that, you fuck the nails, you get the hammer, dude.
Exactly. Wow.
And so now the little buddy, wait, he's a pussy, dude. I can't stand a man who won't look you in the eye, you know? And then the Hamptons is so...
No.
Like, oh.
Oh, Lenny.
Like, The Hamptons. What the fuck?
I'm surprised you'd be caught dead in the Hamptons, Lenny. It doesn't sound like your style.
Well, no, I did a charity. I actually did a charity event, you know? Oh, cool. I'm a man of the people, bro. I'm a man of the people.
Okay. What was the charity?
The Art of Eating Pussy.
Very, very important charity.
That's IRS registered.
Some charity, some softball game for writers and artists and fucking weirdos. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line, no good deed goes unpunished, dude.
Yeah.
Well, my lawyers always tell me.
That's a shame.
So
I've never.
Dude, the towers were mounting. To shoot, remember?
Well, I've never heard of you having problems with a hotel before. It just seems like.
Had three or four. They all love me. If you went out three or four times, you had to change out more towns, okay? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, cause, I mean, you know, I'm more. I went from my artwork to my more back to my old style a little bit.
Lenny,
got a new dick though. Fucking electric.
Are you going to get back in the stock picking business? You were so good at that.
So I am. GoNailsInvestments.com. I'm like 701 now.
Oh, 701 picks in a row?
Yes, he don't care about that, though. That's good news.
Mm. Oh, no, so I care about it. I was blown away.
NailsInvestments.com.
NailsInvestments.com.
I've been running it for 8 years straight.
All right, a lot of people are going to be interested in that.
3 picks a week. I like that plug you're giving me, bro. Nice.
No, absolutely. No.
Because listen, people that they made $1.7 million, and people that follow me, and this big group, when they tried to put me in jail for something like maybe like the right reason, like tried to investigate me, and he said, no, this one has 110 and 0 working for Kramer. And he said, there's no way you're 110 and 0. You're defrauding people. And I said, you want to investigate me? Roll the dice and take your chance. I ate breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans trained to kill me. So I think for a second you're going to come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous. Well, my boy, Jack.
No, we're well aware of your history.
Nicholson, dude. That's Nicholson,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's still going strong. But then I got this other liberal bitch, whatever that means. Liberal sounds kind of sexy, but I think that's like someone way left, I guess. Caroline Peldemir or something. Okay, thanks, my man. You know, you guys hear about the Facebook post?
No.
Oh, yeah, you guys check this one out, man. My boy Eric Bowling, you know, said he sent a dick pics or whatever. By the way, if I send dick pics, they'd be going for about $1 million fucking dollars right now. But they ain't going. No one gets no pictures of PC or love. But hey, so check it out. Her Facebook post, she says, I don't even work for them, dude. So, like, she throws me in there saying that I asked her, here's her original post. I persistently asked her to a party. Ooh. And then I had to say, well, here's number one. I don't remember. And I'll tell you why I don't remember. I saw her picture just now. There's no way I'd ask her to a party. Number two, she picked the wrong date. Like, she's only off by 10 days. Number three, I might sue her mother and father, too, for having her, okay? And number four, she's a man-hater, dude, a man-hater, masquerading as a professor. I can't get a job at any other university.
Well, is it criminal to ask someone to a party tonight. Persistently anyway?
Tonight will be exciting for you, bro. What's your name?
Drew.
Huh? Sean, my man. All right, keep it stiff, bro. Hey. So let's go up now. Let's go north. So we like to go north.
Lenny, keep it stiff is really caught on with our audience. They love that. A lot of people
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, every email ends with keep it stiff. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, so that's why I took I might lose you in the elevator here.
Okay.
But if you want, you can call me back in 10 minutes. I got to polish up PC anyway.
All right, Lenny, it's great talking to you, as always.
All right, man. You guys call me anytime.
Thanks, brother. Right.
Keep it stiff.
Keep it stiff. Yes. Oh, Lenny.
If only he'd run into a 90-year-old and called him dude.
Dude or bro.
It would have been a perfect call.
That's funny, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm dying to know what really happened in this hotel.
He's pretty hung
up
on this guy that walked in the room that won't look him in the eye.
Well, there is some truth to what Lenny's saying. It's like, how did this get out there? This guy's kind of looking for some kind of attention. But would Lenny Dykstra really steal 14 towels from the hotel unless they screwed him first?
I don't think
he would
steal.
I don't think he would.
what is Lenny? Lenny stayed in a lot of nice hotels. He used to rent hotel suites for parties all the time. At least in the book, he said that. And I think that was probably true. So why would he steal towels from a hotel and sheets? That's in the receptionist sunglasses?
Yeah. He's we have it on video.
That's interesting.
So here's this this Facebook post from this girl. Her name is Caroline Heldman. And
oh, you found it. Okay.
I mean, she's got this really long post, and a lot of it is about that Eric Bolling lewd text message thing through Fox News.
He
got suspended.
Yeah.
Well, at the very bottom, like the final paragraph, it says March 20th, 2011, Lenny Dykstra persistently asked me to a party and told me that he gets sexually aroused when I talk politics. He also harassed the makeup artist who was curling my hair at the time.
Yeah, remember we talked about this. She's the girl that O'Reilly said, well, your bag's ugly, too, when O'Reilly hit on her.
Right.
She was the frequent guest. And she also claims Gene Simmons sexually harassed her
right
while she was there.
And that's pretty much it on Lenny, but he got drug into this whole.
He persistently asked her to a party. I'm not sure what the crime is there.
There's no crime. He wasn't employed by Fox anyway.
Also, her political
So what's
talk
wrong with saying, you
gives
know,
him a Woody. Yeah. I'm sure he meant that in the nicest way.
You see his?
Some people you probably shouldn't say that to.
Did you see his follow-up comments about that? I think the post might have caught up to him. Follow-up comments were, politics still makes me horny. of course it does. Why wouldn't it? I don't know what. I don't know why. Why did she drag him into it?
It's funny how often
he didn't work for Fox.
It's kind of funny how often he pops up.
Yeah.
In crazy places. Yeah. It's because he doesn't care, basically.
But sure. Nobody cares that his nailsinvestment.com is doing good. They just want to see him, you know, as
I wonder how Nails Investments is doing. You know, he was staying with that really wealthy buddy of his. Remember, he lived over the garage.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm just going to stay here. I don't care about money right now. And I think he was staying there for a while. I don't know what's happened since then.
Do you want to sign up?
For Nails Investments?
Yeah.
For to get their newsletter?
$100 a month, $1,200 a year.
It's a little steep.
$275 for 3 months?
I'll consider it later.
Past performance is no guarantee of future results. The Nails Investment website is managed by individuals who are not registered investment advisors nor licensed stockbrokers.
Is he saying he has 701 consecutive good stock picks? That's an awful lot of
the last 2 years, isn't that hard?
No, it's not the last 2 years, no.
You get 3 picks per week, stock replacement strategy, and complete guidance.
But he was very successful.
Cramer was behind him all the way. I mean, his newsletter was very successful. He really, I don't know what he did. What happened was Lenny invested a couple million dollars when the market was doing well. He lost quite a bit of it, and he said, hold on, this is so stupid. I can't believe it's happening. I'm handing my money to someone who's an expert, and they're losing it. I'm going to learn how to do this myself.
Yeah.
And he spent, I think he said, a good year and a half studying financial reports and learning about the stock market and what kind of dynamics were involved in picking a stock. And he educated himself, and he did very well. He impressed a lot of really sharp people on Wall Street.
Don't you think if you have the time to learn all that and you have the aptitude to learn stuff that almost anybody can do?
A lot of people could.
Yeah.
It just takes time.
It takes time to learn that and to really absorb it.
Well, look at what he did with his car wash. He was a very astute business person. He really was.
And then
he's the kind of guy that when he dives.
It all went bad.
Yeah, it did.
Yikes.
Well, when he dives into something, he really does dive into it. There's no doubt.
It's like baseball. He does everything 100%.
Yeah. He probably dove in.
Nails.
He was good.
Oh, I loved him.
He was. Probably dove into that girl 100% too.
Oh, only missionary.
Missionaries.
Dr. Towels.
Only missionary. God bless you.
Lenny's got quite a bit to say about oral sex, too.
Yeah. He
likes giving tips.
Well, that was his charity. Remember? Eating pussy.
I had a feeling that question might induce a pause in the conversation. I don't know why. It's the best of Drew and Mike for the Monday show, and coming up, it's Tiger's DUI. I always think Tiger's a great subject. I don't know why.
He's fascinating.
He is. Every time he comes up, plus digging into all the old stuff is always, I don't know why.
I passed the Perkins yesterday and I thought of Tiger.
Oh, and the dirty tampon?
I did.
Great.
I was hungry, too.
Well, until you thought about the dirty tampon.
Wait. Who was that Inquirer reporter that went up and decided, I have to know it was thrown out of the car?
You got to get the scoop, man.
Ugh.
Probably some tampon freak.
Bummer!
Ew. We also contact some guy who used to have one of his girlfriend's numbers. So. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the I think it's the first Pepperidge Farm call to the 800 number.
Pepperidge Farm?
Oh, over how many Milanos were really in there. Yeah.
Right?
I know, it's killing you. Do you want to use it?
I do.
And it was the hot Pepperidge Farm 1-800 girl
yes.
that we could never get back.
Yeah,
Karen.
I know.
Is it Karen?
No, it wasn't her name. I forgot her name.
Katie. So, all that to look forward to.
Did you, how many Pepperidge Farm Milanos did you go through on the trip to?
You know what? We didn't take
Jersey.
Any. We didn't take any, but I do have an abundance of them at work, waiting for guests to come in.
Oh, okay. Fun!
You keep Milanos on hand at all times.
Milanos really? Are always there.
And Drew and Mike merchandise.
Yes. Well, I'm running low, very low.
Oh, go to DrewandMikeStore.com.
Oh,
where
that's
we just
right.
put up new merchandise.
Is there an inside place I can get it?
Really? Joe Morosso will sell directly
Joe?
To you.
Oh,
it's
good.
Pretty tight right now.
From the mailroom.
There have been problems with graft,
yeah,
I guess.
The mailroom.
You won't have to pay shipping and handling.
That's good. I'll
still full
to,
price and tax.
Talk to Joey.
I've got an extension for the mail department, I think. somewhere. I can't find it. But, yes, the Pepperidge Farm line, the 1-800 number coming up, they've been called many times. I think this is the first call. But first, this important message.
Yeah, Tiger Woods was not driving a Lincoln MKZ. That's what I drive. I got it from Hoop McInerney's Star Lincoln in Southfield. They are Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership.
Wish somebody would hit you in it. Like Tiger's mom. Hit
well, him. I got to tell you, if they did, I'd be so safe. That car is the most safe car, safest car I've ever seen in my life, Tom.
Impervious to golf clubs?
Anything and everything, yeah.
It'll, what you know, happened?
She won't even. The car's so fast, you won't even. She won't even catch
oh,
up to
yeah,
it.
She could never.
You couldn't hear it. That's for sure.
Well, you wouldn't hear her with the 14-speaker Revel audio sound system.
That's a good point.
As you crank music and you drive around in your Lincoln MKZ in full luxury, go check it out at Star Lincoln. You can check out the Navigator, the 2018 North American Truck of the Year. The podcast and the McInerneys make it easy for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln, call the personal sales rep for this podcast. Jimmy D.
Was he salesman in a month?
Yeah, he was every month because he's always working.
Let's check.
Call Jimmy D toll free 855-567-STAR. He's going to take personal care of you. So give him a call 855-567-STAR. You can email him jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Drive the star. Call Jimmy D.
And what's happening to Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a rough looking mugshot.
Man.
That's surprising.
See, Puffy.
What happened?
That's, Mrs. Woods was apparently in the car partying with Tiger.
Tiger already put out a statement today.
Yeah, he doesn't sound good. You want to play
burnt.
That, Jay?
Like he was in jail for 8 hours.
Every one of you has good reason to be critical of me. I want to say to each of you, simply
yeah.
and directly.
What?
Tiger, wake Tiger. Up. Wake up, Tiger.
Tiger?
I am deeply sorry.
Oh, boy.
For my irresponsible and selfish behavior
Ooh.
I engaged in.
The cameras are even drunk.
I know people want to find out how I could be so selfish and so foolish.
How?
People want to know how I could have done these things to my wife, Elin.
Elin, she forgot who he's married to. He's not even
and
married anymore.
My children.
I think Elin's second guessing
and
her decision
while
today.
I have always tried to be a private person. There are some things
yeah.
I want to say.
Such as?
Go ahead.
Elin and I have started the process
what?
Of discussing the
about
damage
Elin?
Caused by
well, they have
my
kids together,
behavior.
He's having a drunken flashback.
As Elon pointed out to me,
it's apparently why he was hammered.
My real apology to her did not come in the form of words.
What?
Yeah, boy. It will come from my behavior over time.
Oh, boy.
This is as slow as...
We have a lot to discuss.
Slower than Dr. Phil.
I was just going to think, and I hope Dr. Phil never gets drunk.
Jeez. Will we say to each other...
He's going to have him on the show, though.
I thought the most interesting thing about this Tiger Woods arrest was that somebody claimed his girlfriend was at Neiman Marcus in Dallas when she was informed via phone, and that she said, I knew it, and was crying, and then proceeded to spend $5,000 on a shopping binge.
Wait, what?
I'm not kidding. I read that in, let's see, I think TMZ had that little
story.
Wait
a second. She was Neiman Marcus in Dallas?
Yes, and she got a phone call.
What time does Neiman Marcus open? 10 a.m.?
No idea.
So 11 o'clock Eastern time? They didn't know. They waited 4 hours after it was released to notify her?
Well, he was booked at 7 something in the morning.
He was let out at 7 o'clock. He was booked, I think, at 3 o'clock.
3 a.m.
I thought they said he was pulled over at 3 o'clock. And
oh, okay.
At 7.
Okay, I thought they let him out at 7.
Released at 10:50.
Okay.
I think that, I mean,
well,
I
that
saw
makes
that
sense, then.
In a couple places.
That'll work.
Yeah. But I mean, I have no idea if this is true, but that's what they claim that she said. I knew it, and was like crying.
Wait,
she
knew that he was going to get it drunk. And
I don't know.
Get pulled over.
She knew that she shouldn't have left him alone. Maybe.
Oh.
He was driving away from his house, by the way, when he was pulled over. So.
Uh-oh.
I thought he was coming home from his restaurant. The Woods. What do you want to name your restaurant?
The Woods. The Woods is the name of his restaurant.
Yeah. Mm. You want to hear some reviews?
Sure. If there's any one-star review.
Staff is lacking knowledge of their own business. Rude and kind of lost looking.
Like him.
Been sitting here waiting for my food for an hour or so. Appetizers were cold. Tiger should take his name off this place before it's tarnished any further.
Oh, well, God.
Too late for that often. I've already tarnished it even more. Listen to this pain in the ass. Amy Jones. We made an early reservation for 6 people and were seated promptly. We asked about cocktails and menu items, but the waitress had no clue about any of it. She couldn't tell us the difference between appetizer portion size or kinds of sauces on the meals.
Oh!
She was very unprofessional and poorly trained. Cocktails finally arrived and she stood at the head of the table and requested we pass them down to the correct person.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
There's the manager. After that, we sat with empty drinks, including water, for most of the evening.
Oh!
When the meals finally arrived, the food runners auctioned off the plates, never stating the different cooking temperatures. And also asked us to pass plates down the table instead of actually serving the correct meals to the correct people.
God damn it.
The steaks were all cooked incorrectly and the lobster tails were cold. Besides being very fishy, the hog snapper was flavorless.
Oh my.
The staff was completely indifferent to the fact that the meals were uneaten, cold, sent back for improperly cooked. After almost 3 hours in an almost empty restaurant, we finally all had our meals. Wow. We ordered 2 bottles of wine and served with the meal. That arrived almost 10 minutes after our meals were served. And one...
Fuck!
And one was the wrong bottle, and it had to be sent back.
What happened?
Oh, my.
The check arrived with no discount and no apology. When I addressed this with the manager, he was very rude and confrontational. The general manager finally spoke to us. It was kind of apologetic, but a little too late after the horrible experience. Never again!
Wow.
Never again! A lot of these reviews always end with, never again!
Oh, that's terrible.
This lady was mad because they filled out the form on the website to make a reservation, and they never got called to, you know, verify the reservation. So they took their business elsewhere and gave the Woods a 1-star review. They never went there.
Just based on the reservation experience.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them. So
the story said that he was arrogant, I guess because he refused the breathalyzer, but there's really not that much information.
He was probably arrogant.
Yeah, I could see him being arrogant.
Surprised by that?
No, not at all.
The mugshot says a lot.
Yeah, the lids are very prominent.
Heavy.
Super.
Very heavy.
Buzz, but also super, I'm pissed that they, how dare they pull me over? Is he still driving an Escalade, by the way?
Oh, I don't.
No, he was in a 2015 Mercedes.
Oh.
It's a little bit of an old model for
2015.
Tooling around in.
Huh.
Like you have the 2 years old model.
Wow. Hard
so you got a 3-year lease? Like us mere mortals?
Fuck!
Car could have rust by the time he turns it in.
Did he have a DUI before? Was he charged with a DUI last time?
No, they did not charge.
He had one before, right?
He had one, but they didn't press a charge on it.
Huh.
Wait, he had a DUI before the...
2009, he got pulled over for, he had a, what, Ambien?
Was that the Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's when he hit the thing next door.
The what happened?
That's when he couldn't get out of his subdivision. Elon was chasing him with a golf club, knocking out
she
windows.
She saved him. She saved us. She
what
saved
happened?
My life.
Imagine how frightening that was to him.
Yeah, she saved his life.
Trying to drive away from Elon.
At 2 miles an hour.
He couldn't pick which road.
You know, of all the
real road.
Of all the true crime that has occurred in the world, and there's been much. I mean, different kinds. Of course, I would never want to see a murder occur or anything like that. There's nothing I would rather see completely reenacted with full truth than that night at Tiger Woods' house. From the moment she finds Rachel Uchitel on his phone until what happened?
Her just breaking things and Tiger sleepily stumbling out to his car, going 2 miles an hour.
Falling asleep before the police arrive. He was actually asleep, it sounds like.
Wasn't he driving on the curb? Wasn't that part of it?
There are three roads. Only really one, but...
Yeah. He hit a fire hydrant next door.
Oh, right.
He made it like 20 feet.
It crashed.
Yeah. But it sounds like she chased him out of the house. There was damage in the foyer of the house. Remember,
yeah.
there were contractors there like the next day.
Yeah.
And then there were, you know, strange windows out in his car. The window behind the driver's side. Apparently, he was driving fast enough that she swung to hit the driver's side and hit the window behind him. He claimed she pulled him out of the car like that saved his life.
Yeah, well, he
had
was
a fire
going, 2 miles
going 5 miles an hour. He didn't need his life saved. Or did she mean she stuck her finger down his throat and made him throw up whatever he had inside him?
Oh.
Is that how she saved his life? He acted like she pulled him out of the car.
Yeah.
Out of the
rear window.
Did the police inquire as to why the back window then?
Oh, I'm sure they did. I think the police were pretty kind to him in that affair.
What happened?
He did not get a DUI. Yeah. So he seemed like pretty fortunate to me.
How many times do you think they let him go? Because
oh yeah, this was
a bunch of free passes.
Probably
with that look on his face.
Yeah, they said he was all over the road, so
they couldn't let him go this time. No, but Trudy's wondering. How many times do you think he's been pulled over before?
Gave him free passes before.
Yeah.
We'll drive you home, Mr. Woods.
Nah.
Yeah. But, you know, that always results in disaster because people usually find out about it, and then the cops are on the line, and it's a big pain in the ass. That whole Elbrooks Patterson one?
Oh.
Remember when they drove
train
him
tracks?
Home?
Yeah.
And they ended up charging him. Remember when they charged him with something
way after
the fact? I thought it was like, wait a second, he already got his break.
Yeah.
You can't do that. And he wasn't allowed to drink for 9 months or something.
How do you charge him that far after the fact? You can't prove
I thought it was really strange. It was one of those things where I don't think he was going to fight it because, you know, what does it look like if you fight something like that?
Yeah, that's true. Now, with Tiger, they say it might not be alcohol. It might be drugs.
They said he had alcohol in his breath.
Yeah, but it might be drugs, too.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Because I just assume he's always on Ambien still. That was his drug of choice.
It's a weird drug of choice, though, isn't it?
Ambien?
Some people select it. I mean, you know, honestly, Xanax. Some people just love Xanax.
Yeah.
Strange how those sleepy things can turn into wakey things.
It's weird because all the years of getting up at 3 in the morning, I never need a sleepy drug ever.
No.
Yeah.
No. When you're working like that, absolutely not.
Always sleepy.
You're always chasing sleep. It's such a drag.
Yep.
Yeah, they have the story on, you're right. 10:50, he was released. So she could have been at Neiman Marcus, and then, you know, you're already there, so why not spend the money?
Well, I wasn't suggesting that...
Who's his girlfriend?
That someone actually recorded her saying, I knew it, I knew it. Kristen Smith was the name they used.
Huh.
And not the anchor on Channel 50 that was here. Who created some news of her own.
No.
But different Kristen Smith, I assume... I mean, I'd be damn near shocked if it was that Kristen Smith.
Nothing against Kristen. She was nice. She came in and filled in for us.
So is he going to have a apology tour again?
Wow. I don't know.
Is he going to go to rehab again? He doesn't have to. Now he's got no sponsors to lose.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the last one was such bullshit, too.
Of course. I mean,
everyone knew it was bullshit. He claimed he went to sex rehab or whatever, which was, I don't know. Maybe he was a sex addict. I think he was just having a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course he was.
You know, he had he could nail basically any hot chick that was out in the town at any point.
That's Kristen.
Well, she looks like a little like Elon to me.
The Dallas-based personal stylist.
Elon 2.0.
She's a personal stylist?
It's apparently.
She didn't look that stylish to me. I don't know. I'm not crazy about her style. Are you, Trudy?
That's pretty simple.
Ooh, basic. She's a basic bitch.
That's kind of a resting bitch face, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, she just found out that Tiger is drunk driving.
Think she eats peaches?
Yeah. Good question.
Peach emoji.
I had no idea.
Oh, is she working out there? Is she in a workout room or something?
I'm glad she looks more like Elon and not the Perkins waitress. What if he just started going
that's
after
true.
Women that look like that Perkins waitress?
I thought that someone had checked in with one of those. How many women were on the tote board?
20-some. I think we had 29 women. Or 20.
Well, Rachel, when this happened, always does interviews, and so does Grubbs. Doesn't Grubbs do interviews?
Yeah, she turns up a lot.
Do you have any of them in your phone?
Oh. I
might. Oh. We did. That.
Reaching out.
Jay, you want to check?
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and may be calling you. If you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number.
Huge.
On the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you got to do this for me. Huge quickly.
There's something about my wife went through my phone. You can hear the terror in his voice. The first time I heard that, it actually made me sweat. Like, oh my God. Oh Jesus. Sounds awful.
Yeah.
My wife went through my phone.
Huge quickly.
And you know, you got like 29 numbers in your phone. Did he make 29 calls like that, do you suppose? Different people.
He'd have heard more, wouldn't he?
How brutal. What if you just recorded one and just sent it down the phone to 29 different people, same message? Ugh, what a mess.
And he's leaving the message so he doesn't know if they get it and doesn't know if they're going to be able to act quickly enough. And oh, there's so many. He must have just really been freaked.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wonder. My wife went through my phone. Of course, there's so many phone numbers in his phone, you got to figure. But any female number, that limits it.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, I'm sure
Elon's calling every female in his phone.
They're probably numbers that don't have any name attached to them. Just phone numbers.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think he put on there Jamie Grubbs.
Yeah, he might have put James Grubbs.
Well,
I mean, who knows what he did.
I'm not that smart. I just put their name.
I mean, I'm sure if he was screwing around that much, he had to have some sense of being a weasel.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, he must have told. Well, we heard from those girls, too, about, you know, a couple of those girls that were at his various houses. The one in California, apparently, was a pretty good place to take chicks.
He had hoes in every area.
I think that was Jungers.
Was that Jamie Jungers?
Wasn't it Jungers that was at that house and she was bummed because of all the pictures?
Yeah. Yeah. No, none of those girls were real happy with the whole thing. Actually, a couple of them were.
Yeah.
They had a pretty nice time. Yeah, and they did cash in. I think they made some dough. A lot of tabloid stories. Boy, he sure got a lot of people busy with that whole thing. He probably did help the economy. Anyway.
Did anybody go to Movement?
Yeah, I was there all week.
Absolutely. Man, my legs hurt from dancing.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. Every Memorial Day, I think of those people just boogieing on Hart Plaza. Yeah. And I think, really? Would I have done that if I was 20 now? Would I be Maybe. Boogieing down at Hart Plaza? I don't think so.
My next door neighbor, you know, the one that houses my dog. My dog lives in my
Yes.
She goes every year, stays down there all weekend long.
Wow.
She parties it up. So yeah. I got to walk the dog today. That was a blast.
I mean, people,
because his mommy was a trance dancing and
yes.
movement.
Honestly, it's like walking a racehorse.
People seem to have an absolute blast.
So yeah.
Good for them.
I thought that I read that Deadmau5 was there as in his yeah. alter ego as test pilot.
Oh, is that Deadmau5's alter ego?
I don't know.
Because no one will know who he is.
Right.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Deadmau5 was there. I mean, it means nothing to me because I don't, you know. He's the greatest at what he does, but
it's pretty huge.
Apparently,
and making sounds on a computer. And
ooh,
rocking out.
Drew, do you remember the story you read on air once about Deadmau5 and EDM? It was in Rolling Stone.
Yeah, yes.
And what a dick he was.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was mad at some of the other artists because they would record their whole concert and just hit play, where he was up there actually making music.
Yeah. No, I think he really had. I think he had a little bit of twisted view of what making music, quote unquote, means.
Yeah,
which a lot of people, in my opinion, do now too. But it's where we're at. Unfortunately,
not liking it.
Hey, I binged watched The Keepers, and I'm only going to mention it because I had three emails while I was binge watching it.
Mm-hmm.
People saying, you love true crime. You've got to watch The Keepers.
This is about the nun.
Yeah, it's about this nun that was murdered. Actually, two nuns that were murdered in the Baltimore area in 1969. And yes, of course. I should have said 68 just to avoid it, but no. And also, there was quite
69.
a... If you watch this, and it's fantastic. If you like true crime, this is a documentary. It's seven parts. It's outstanding. Mark was going to watch it this weekend. And
never got around to it.
Yeah, we'll kind of hold off on talking about it too much until you get to watch it because it's really good and really worth talking about. There's quite a scandal, too, with one of the priests and underage girls and what they were doing to him, which I know people at the time said that... Oh, this couldn't have. Oh, she must be exaggerating. Oh, repressed memories, my ass. You know, there was a lot of that stuff, of course. But I have to tell you, it's extremely believable, and it's a shocking crime. I mean, the whole thing is mind-boggling. I'm not going to tell you how it ends up, but if you're into that sort of documentary, and it's seven. I mean, it's like 7 hours long. I guess.
Did Stephen Avery do it?
Stephen Avery, no. No.
What? I just assumed he did every murder on Netflix.
He's not involved. It's a really good series, though. It's, you know, it's a terrible subject. That reminds me, 48 Hours last night. Did anybody watch 48 Hours, perchance?
Last night?
Yeah. Or Saturday night?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Is that the kidnapping one? No, that was Dateline.
They had two of them Saturday night. One of them was about the guy whose car was blown up in Tucson on the golf course.
Yeah, that's the one.
It was a replay. But... his wife did it,
mm-hmm.
and they nailed her because the guy she hired taped a lot of stuff. He kept a lot of evidence because she was paying him. She got $2 million in life insurance.
Wow.
And she promised him $400,000, and instead of writing him a check for $400,000, which would be pretty obvious, she was shuffling him a couple grand here and there and still owed him a lot of money. And so he's got her on the phone saying, I only have enough money to live comfortably for one more year. And she still owes him. It's like, so what? You had $2 million, you dope. You're living in Aspen. You're living like a queen, bitch.
Wow.
I want my money. And he said something about, you know, I don't think you like being behind bars, honey. And so they got him first as the guy that did it.
And then he turned evidence on her?
Yep. Well, actually, no, they knew because they had him, they knew it was she was on the call with him. This tape he had kept, this conversation. I mean, unbelievable. He got raided over something else and they found all this stuff. And so they start playing this tape. And they're like, oh, what's this?
Wow.
And they realize he's talking about this guy that got blown up in 96 at this golf course. And I think he built the bomb, too.
which was kind of sloppy, they said.
Did you like that I kind of thought the reporter was getting off on rebuilding the bomb and going out to that site and blowing
up
the
car.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they did a replay of they built the exact same bomb and blew up a car with it. And it was pretty something. It was pretty cool. Yeah. The 60 Minutes guy was out there. Hmm. Or the 48 Hours guy was out there, and he was getting off. And her attorney got some test done on the bomb and claimed that the DNA excluded the guy that was already in prison, who they'd already nailed, and the jury didn't buy it. They felt she was involved, and so they convicted her, and so there she is. You can see the prison clothes during the story, and so you know she's busted.
Yeah.
But they shot her high enough that you never saw the prison clothes.
They did that on another one, too.
They're really smooth at doing
They're pretty
that.
Good at that, yeah. And they had her, and she also had really giant lips, you know, obviously had lip injections. So I thought, oh, well, she's out there getting her lip injections. She can't be behind bars with lips like that. Huh. But she was quite a bitch.
Prison filler.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they got filler in prison. They must have some, just like they make tattoos, they fill women's lips, too.
Here's the three numbers for a tiger whores, or three names if you want to try the number. I don't know if they're still current. I don't know if they'll work. Might be fun to notify them as having, you know, those people's old numbers.
I would think
Jay rebuilt my computer and I found another old list of phone numbers that
sweet.
I have. And I kind of want to just call them on the air to see if the number's still active.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
So I'll bring it in.
I suspect Jamie Junger's. Why would she change her number? She was
got nothing
in.
Going on.
Yeah.
Or the bottom one is Jocelyn James. She's the porn star, so she might still, you know.
I would think she might change the number.
What?
Somebody, by the way, emailed me and said that they.
This is just someone.
It's just someone. They had watched the Holy Hell.
Yeah.
This time on Netflix about the gay dude who ran the cult. Who had done porn beforehand.
Yeah.
And they sort of suspected that, but nobody was able to prove it. So anyway, they showed a couple clips of porn. I was telling you about this incredibly athletic gay porn he was involved
yeah,
in, and then I had to go back and watch it a second time.
Yeah.
He admitted watching it over, too. He said, I had to watch it. That was kind of him. But everybody loves Holy Hell. I mean, it gets like a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes, and really? It's really good.
I was too busy trying to catch up with Fargo. Stop talking about Fargo.
And?
First, I'm looking at the two characters. I'm like, three.
Oh, so have you seen seasons one and two?
I've seen one and I think part of two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
so
really about
do you
porn,
like season
right?
three?
Yeah. But I couldn't for the longest time realize, who is that? Who is that person looks so familiar? And it's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. And he plays both brothers. He's
yeah. He plays a dirtball guy, too. Really effective.
Oh, he's so good. That show's so good. Just the way it's shot and the story.
Uh-huh.
It's like the only thing I'm caught up on. I'm still behind on right. Leftovers and Twin Peaks.
I tried to watch
behind.
Twin Peaks. I felt like I was having an acid trip.
I know. Isn't it great? You're bummed out.
I have to start from the beginning because so I just good. Watched what was on and it was like, what is going on? So I don't know what's happening on that.
On Twin Peaks?
I mean, nah,
no one does.
It's bizarre as hell.
It's, you know, Agent Cooper stuck in the Red Room.
Did people really dig the new Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
They did.
The Twin Peaks fans that I know did.
I figured they would.
Episode 3 got a little slow at times, but
now that's David Lynch, right?
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
still David Lynch, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's a documentary on David Lynch.
Oh, really?
It's called Art of David Lynch.
Hmm. Do you like his films? Like Blue Velvet?
Yeah, I like Blue Velvet. I did.
It's weird.
It was weird, but I thought it was pretty good.
And Dune, of course.
Mulholland Drive.
Mulholland Drive.
Good.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a weirdo.
Yeah, but I bet you these. Twin Peaks fans would probably enjoy that documentary. I didn't watch it.
Duchovny was in episode 4 again as the transvestite. Do you remember him in the early years of Twin Peaks? He played a man.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he reprised that character.
Okay.
Yeah. No. The only one I'm still waiting for is Michael J. Anderson, the little guy who was in the Red Room dancing. Do you remember that at all? The background?
You know, it's been so long.
I'll stop geeking out.
I did watch it at the beginning, but I just don't remember the show that well. You want to try Jungers, Jay?
Jungs!
Rachel.
Any of them? Are you blowing through all of them?
Yeah, I'm just trying them out real quick. Jungers number says the person's not accepting calls at this time.
Oh, it's Jungers. Ah,
that's her.
Rachel and Jocelyn, their numbers are ringing. I didn't get anybody to answer, though. You want me to try one?
Yeah.
Try Rachel.
Yeah, we never got a hold of Rachel.
The Ukes, no.
Did she ever get married?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what I thought.
And remember, all of it broke because...
Well, it was...
Do you remember why?
Well, the National Enquirer did a story on Uchitel going to Qatar to a golf tournament or Saudi Arabia or somewhere with Tiger.
But it broke originally because she wanted him to pay $500 for the apartment next door or pay for her rent. And she got all pissy and contacted the Enquirer.
Wait, she did?
That's how I thought the story went down, was over having to pay some rent. And
she was 500 with him. She was with him at a tournament when the Enquirer did that story, and she was pissed that he sent her home. She wanted to stay there with him.
Was the Enquirer at the tournament?
Yeah, they went there because they heard she was going to be there.
Well, maybe she told them she was going to be there.
Hmm.
I thought that's how it went. Let me look it up. But it started with Uchitel. She was the first girl.
Oh, yeah. No, the Enquirer had. She was. That was. I think front page of the Enquirer. I think it was a cover story.
Jesus Christ!
And she was hot. She was gorgeous. I thought.
She had an interesting and compelling story.
Yeah, she was about to marry that guy when 9/11 hit, right. And he was killed in 9/11, and so.
Bye bye.
Terrible.
I only wanted to be loved.
Aww.
That's what she said.
Really?
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
I only wanted to be loved.
Wasn't she working the bottle service somewhere?
Of course. Yeah. Most of them were.
Of course.
Honestly, yeah, the biggest outlier is still that Perkins waitress.
Oh, yeah.
Outlier on every level, man.
That was the mistake he never thought would be revealed.
Especially the part
that had to hurt.
Tossing the tampon out the window.
I know. No, it was so brutal.
Hello?
Hello? Rach.
Rach.
Yeah.
Rachel, how you doing?
Who is this?
It's the Drew and Mike show. We're calling about Tiger. See if you could. Did you hear he got a DUI?
Like what show?
The Drew and Mike show. Did you hear Tiger got a DUI?
I'm out of the country. I actually can't talk about it. Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
That's okay. I have a toddler too. They're insane.
Man. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
That's totally her.
Fuck.
I'm kind of surprised.
Bye-bye.
I'm kind of surprised she answered the phone.
No, she clearly wants to get away from that toddler who's screaming.
Wow.
You take care of this bread. I got a phone call. That's why she was going to talk to us.
I felt kind of bad once I heard the baby screaming. I'm thinking, the last thing she wants to hear about is toddler.
No. You got it wrong. Is her respite from that kid.
Don't call her back. Do not call Rachel back. Don't.
That's the respite. She does not want to deal with that kid right now. So hopefully there's another adult there who can take it.
This isn't her, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. Up. Oh. Yeah, it's definitely not her. Nope.
Will you circle that one so we know which one it is?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Try to move.
Yeah, boy.
That was her.
I could have been.
I guarantee you that.
It sounded like it could have been her.
It was her. Does she have a kid?
She answers to Rach. Yeah, I think she has a couple little
kids.
And
she said, what show? Which?
I forgot she had a little kid. Does she have a couple little kids? You want to look it up?
It sounded like 10 little kids in the background.
Which one is this, Jay?
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn? That kid was going to town, man.
See? Yikes. You don't feel so alone now.
Okay, that's the kid that was just wailing.
What's that kid's name?
That kid was making some noise.
What's his name so next time we call we can ask?
Jesus Christ.
Pretend Wyatt? That we...
Wyatt?
Pretend that we know Wyatt. How Wyatt... Hey, so is Wyatt feeling better?
I remember when she got married.
It's a girl.
A girl named Wyatt? Hmm. Well, that's okay, because Matt Stafford named his...
She answered to Rach.
Rach.
Nope.
Is Jocelyn there?
Nope.
Is Jocelyn there?
We got the wrong number.
Oh, do you know you had the phone number of a former porn star?
What?
Your phone number is the number of a former porn star. Well, she's still a porn star, actually, I think.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. What's her last name? Jocelyn?
James.
Jocelyn James, yeah. Check her out. She's hot as hell, man. You got her phone number.
1111111. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's her phone.
Her real name's Veronica. Is there a Veronica there?
Yeah, no.
She's wild, too. This chick is wild.
Google her, man.
Yeah, Google Jocelyn James. See the girl that used to have your phone number.
Or go on X Hamster and put her name in.
Oh, Jocelyn James.
Yeah. Jocelyn James.
Do you ever go on X Hamster, or do you prefer, like, Pornhub?
Oh, hell no.
What?
Which one? Hell no, he said.
You're like,
he's
really?
He's mad that you suggested he needs porn.
Bye.
Oh, please, that guy.
He is so Googling her right now.
That's why he hung up.
Unless he just went directly to Pornhub.
He was insulted by the question. Of course I use Pornhub.
You reminded him?
His eggs and some boosters.
Well, that was an interesting trip down Tiger Woods memory lane.
Did we wake him up? At 3 in the afternoon?
Like, yeah, I don't know.
In California?
He may have been taking a nap.
Well,
a little Memorial Day nap.
It rang 800 times.
Yeah, I never dreamed anybody was getting to that phone. I forgot who we were calling. So long. Oh, well. That reminds me of the same guy I told the story about yesterday, Danny Geo, who was hiding in the attic for hours because he thought his neighbor was coming over, and the neighbor actually came up to the attic and found him and said, hey, the whole house smells like pot. What have you been doing? Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Anyway, Danny.
Did he go, it does?
No, he knew he was busted. This guy was relentless, and I think he did tell on him. But Danny, I forgot why we made pot brownies. I think we made pot brownies just because we did anything with pot. We usually bonged it, but for some reason, somebody convinced us to make pot brownies. So we did, and we went to the Bears-Raiders game. And the whole way to the game, we're going, you know, why didn't we just do bong hits? This sucks. We got to the game, we're like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. We were so high. And the Bears lost Bob Thomas, who made the field goal. You probably don't remember Bob Thomas.
I do.
You do. He made the field goal, beat the Giants, and put the Bears in the playoffs with Peyton in 81, I think it was. Anyway, Bob Thomas had a chance to kick like a 40-yard field goal to win the game with the clocks running out. Hit the crossbar and came back.
Oh, wow,
it hit the crossbar. It was almost cooler that it hit the crossbar than that they would have won if it went over it.
Team N get in with Scott Bruner as their quarterback.
Did the Giants have a chance to go in? Was it Bears or Giants? Is that what it was?
I think the Giants got in.
Oh, the Giants did get in, even though the Bears beat them?
I think they backed in.
Yeah. Hmm. Peyton had a chance to get to 2,000 yards that day, too. That was 77, wasn't it? Or was it 81? Fuck, I can't remember.
The Giants didn't make the playoffs in the 70s.
Well, anyway, Bob Thomas made the field goal to put him in at the end of that game, whatever year it was. I think it might have been 77 now that I think about it. But anyway, we get home, and the brownies are all gone. Where are the brownies?
Oh, no.
And so somebody comes home. I think it might have been Danny's sister, Connie. And there's a lot of stories here. A lot of complications. Great family, though. I mean, love the whole family. We were great friends, all of us.
Bears made it in, but the Cowboys knocked them off in week one, 37-7.
Yeah, killed them. Bob Avellini was a Bears quarterback that year.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Connie comes home, and I think she told us that, mom's in the hospital. She thinks she had a stroke.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
His mom got home, and she liked to chow down a little bit. She ate the brownies.
Ooh.
Got high as hell.
Oh,
called an ambulance.
Oh, no. All right. Well, now you rag on millennials for not doing the right thing.
No, it can be told. No, it was an honest mistake. We just left them behind.
But we've talked before. Millennials will sometimes try to cover up a mistake, and it makes it worse.
True.
Did Danny say, it's crazy? Did he admit to it? Or did he try to cover it up?
I think it was known. I think it became a known. I think it became known why she was in the hospital.
By who?
By her. I think she knew. Now that I think about it, I'm going to say Connie Geo made the brownies.
No.
And we ate. We ate some.
So it's really her fault.
Yeah, I want to blame Connie for it. I don't think we made. We couldn't make brownies. We couldn't make anything.
Brownies.
Yeah, I think
brownies.
Connie made them. She's like 3 years older, and you know we hung out with her, but. I think she made the brownies. We ate them, but we didn't eat them all. And his mom came home, ate some, and thought she was having a stroke, called an ambulance.
Mom.
Yeah.
Moms know best.
It may have been a long-held family secret, but I don't think so. But Mrs. G is gone, so no big deal. Mr. G is gone. Mr. G would laugh after all this time.
He was a great guy.
Yeah. He used to come to all our games.
Really?
All our games. Yeah, actually, they both
rag on the other team?
No. No, he was no Al Fellhauer.
We're down to our last sleeve of Milanos.
Oh, no.
By the way, we got cheated today.
What?
There was only four Milanos on the first sleeve.
What?
Yep.
That's bullshit.
I know. You're supposed to have 15 damn cookies in here. There were only 14.
You better write a letter.
We counted those sleeves of five.
People have called Pepperidge Farm on my behalf. They don't give a damn.
Let's call them. Is there a number on the back?
Let's see. We'll yes. We right. got it.
Give Jay the
number.
Call the number.
Let's call.
There you go, Jay. It's a toll-free number.
I'm totally game for that.
On the side there, side panel.
I mean, by now they should have sent you cases upon cases for all the free.
And they should have sent us the discontinued Litos. The Litos are even better than the Milanos.
What are Litos?
Litos are like Milanos, except like in almost a flower shape. Like they're bigger and a little thicker.
Sounds like a little redundant.
Well, they're a different milk chocolate inside. This is dark chocolate.
They must not have sold very well.
They sold great over the years. I guess they cut down. I don't know what to tell you. Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm, cool.
We used to do Pepperidge
Thanks
Farm.
Thanks so much for calling us here at Pepperidge Farm,
fake.
Where baking is our passion.
Fake.
It means a lot that you've taken the time to call, and we look forward to helping you. For English, press 1.
No.
Para español, primo dos.
Jeez.
What about Farsi?
Our customer loyalty team will be happy to assist you. Yeah. Please have your product information handy.
There you go, Drew.
For quality assurance, this call
ready.
May be monitored and recorded.
It's being Please recorded, call. Man.
There are three
side.
Sleeves, Drew.
I got it.
The first sleeve only had four Milanos.
I know.
My name is Katie. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Katie, this is Drew.
Oh, okay. What can I help you with today, Drew?
I got a bag of Milanos. Actually, my friend Tom got them, and there were only four Milanos. You know, they come in sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's three sleeves, and there were only four Milanos in the top sleeve. It was short one Milano. And
okay, I do.
There was some stress and a little, you know, disappointment, of course.
Where's that Milano?
Yeah, I was just wondering, do they guarantee five per sleeve? Isn't that pretty much, I mean, I've never seen a sleeve with no less than five. I've never seen six either. But.
Let me see here. Could I have the barcode numbers off of there, please?
That's right here, Drew.
The barcode numbers, it's 14100-7472. Milano Double Dark Chocolate.
Okay.
Pepperidge. I love the cookies, by the way.
We eat them all the time on our podcast.
Ate the other 14.
We would not miss, if we didn't like these cookies so much, we wouldn't have missed the one. I mean, we were kind of surprised.
Mark was cheated of the one because we didn't give him the extra one.
That's okay.
It's a big scam. By the way,
what happened to the Lito? The Lito's, I can't find Lito anymore.
All right,
I'm sorry.
You'll have to call back.
Have you had a lot of complaints of this nature when people get shorted?
I have not, no.
Really?
But unfortunately, it does sometimes happen.
So we're a pretty big victim in that case since it so rarely happens.
What is the biggest complaint?
I guess. So, yes, there should have been 16 cookies in there, so I do apologize.
16 cookies?
16, yeah, four. Oh.
Wait, three of five.
Wait,
I thought it was three
there should be.
15.
Oh, with Tom, maybe Tom owes them an apology.
Maybe we owe you a Milano.
If there's 16, maybe it's four by four.
Wait, are there four sleeves of four? Is that what it's supposed to be? Because I've never seen a sleeve without five.
We got our two sleeves that are empty. Three sleeves.
There should be three, yes, and there should be
three of five.
Five in each, right?
Yeah,
five,
15.
Right. Yeah. And I guess it says about 16, so there's probably 15, really. And there,
well, somebody's, who's doing the math
sense.
Over there?
I'm not sure.
It's crazy.
Not me, unfortunately, but I'm definitely going to get that noted because, like you said, that does.
Do you think
they'll
send us
so we
a new bag?
Get free Milanos or what?
Yeah, well, don't we get a free bag out of this?
Well, I can't send you a free Milano. I can't send you any free Milanos, but I can send you a coupon to get a new bag.
Oh, that'll work,
that'll
I guess.
Suffice.
I mean, I was hoping for there was a lot of stress and
maybe
upset.
Maybe a couple coupons will help.
Tom, don't worry.
I mean, imagine the stress and humiliation when you think you're getting 15 Milanos and you only get 14. It's disappointing. We love these.
Right. Yeah. Let me get this all documented here.
Can we get a t-shirt, too?
No.
We don't have any t-shirts, unfortunately.
Yeah, how about koozies?
Can we come visit the farm?
No Pepperidge Farm koozies?
Is the farm a real place? Can we come visit?
Where is Pepperidge?
Well,
yeah, how do you grow cookies?
Bakeries. We have bakeries all over the United States.
Is the farm a real place?
What's your closest bakery to Detroit, Michigan?
Um, I believe it'd be Illinois, probably. Let me just double check here. Okay.
Can our friend Tom come visit?
We do not do
plant
tours, unfortunately.
No plant tours? Are you kidding?
No.
What's so secretive in there?
Kellogg's here in Michigan. We'll give you a tour.
Are you radicalizing people in there or what?
No, just for the
how are we going to resolve this issue?
Sanitation and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is kind of a mess.
We do have great you guys have great customer service.
No, I'll say it. It's all right. You're off the hook.
Well, you just don't want the general public coming in because there's a lot of tools in the general public.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So. You said your first name was Drew?
Yes.
Okay. What was your last name?
Lane, L-A-N-E.
And your mailing address?
Making a big package full of Milanos? Coming?
I think so. Oh, just a coupon.
Yeah, just the coupons, unfortunately.
Can you write my name on the coupon at least so he won't use them?
Well, I can't write your name, but I will address the letter to you.
No, that's okay. Drew's fine. He's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'll share him with him.
What was the zip code there? And did you want to provide your phone number for our records only?
1111111.
And do we have your permission to contact you in the future?
Yeah, what time would you be contacting? Because I may be contacting during our...
That's okay. They can call the studio.
Yeah, that'd be that's true. Yeah, just call my phone. That's fine.
Okay.
Is there going to be multiple contacts to facilitate this?
To set up the trip? To set up the trip?
This would just be for promotional offers.
Oh,
I see.
Well, give him Tom's number.
what's your name, by the way?
My name's Katie.
Katie?
Katie.
Well, you sound really cute.
How long have you worked for Pepperidge Farms?
A couple months.
Yeah? Do you like it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Is this kind of because you gave up on the modeling career or what?
No.
No?
That's my second job.
Oh, really?
You do some modeling? Seriously?
No, I'm just kidding. No, some I'm acting? Kidding.
We were looking for someone to model some of our clothes here on our podcast.
Somebody who's kind of shy said, that girl sounds really cute. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
I brought
it
up.
Is she on Facebook?
Yeah, are you on Facebook? Can we look you up?
Unfortunately, I can't give you my last name, but I am on Facebook.
Oh, man. How can we check you out?
You can.
Look her under Katie Pepperidge Farm.
Are you in the...
the Pepperidge Farm? Yeah. Does Pepperidge Farm
Pepperidge
have a
farm
little
Katie.
Area where you can look at all
did
the
Did you go to Norwalk people? Community College?
I did not.
Oh, okay, that's not you then.
Wrong Katie.
There's another Katie that works at Pepperidge Farms. Can you believe that?
Really?
I cannot believe it.
How old are you? You sound young. What are you, 24?
25.
25.
Sure, you're good. Now, Katie, can you tell me what happened to the Lido cookie?
Tom!
I'm sorry.
We're
focusing on Katie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Katie, you're like 5'6", right? Because that's a good modeling height.
Yep.
5'6"? Really? Did I get that right?
I'm about 5'4".
Okay. Yeah,
but beautiful blue eyes?
No.
Brown?
Yeah.
Dark hair?
Nice.
Dark hair?
Probably double dark chocolate brown.
Does she live in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. All right. Well, I can get those coupons sent out for you. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
We need one final.
She must be attractive because she's good at blowing off guys.
Yeah, exactly. No, my friend wanted to know. He thinks you're about $110. He's working on his psychic career. He just wanted to know if he was close.
Unfortunately, pounds. I can't give out any more of this information.
Are you like Mandy Moore? Do you look like Mandy Moore?
No, I do not.
Have you seen that show, This Is Us?
Oh, God. I have.
Isn't that great? Tell the guys how great that show is.
It's a chick show. I'm sure it's a great show
it
for
is
women.
Good, though.
Isn't it great?
It's an East Coast
What celebrity would you describe yourself as looking like? Has anyone ever said that you look like somebody that we might know? Somebody in the music world or acting? Or TV?
No, they have not.
Nobody's ever said that?
What's wrong with those
people?
No. Okay. Would you say you're, let's see, what's the word?
She's a good typer.
Ectomorph, mesomorph, or...
She's reporting you to your supervisor right
now.
No,
Katie would do that.
The colonel's coming down now. Oh, no, that's another one. Never mind.
Are we in trouble yet?
No, you're not in trouble, but is there anything else that I can help you with?
It's a blow off.
Well, just for our information, like what area of the United States do we call?
I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, go whiskey.
Okay. Go back.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for calling in today, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Appreciate your alluring attitude.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh,
she liked it. It was the best call of her day.
That Wisconsin did help.
I know. I figured it
either
was.
She's really hot, she's really tired of being hit on.
She's cute.
Or she's like a buck 90. And
well, this could be a big old farm girl.
She wasn't into the fantasy.
But she does like This Is Us.
That's true. So who does she like? Who's she relate to? Chrissy Metz or Mandy Moore?
I didn't get a chance to get into it with her. Anyway, we're getting a new bag of Milanos. Thanks, Drew.
Sweet. Should we call her back and find out if she looks more like Mandy Moore or Chrissy Metz?
There's no way we'll get her again.
Why don't we call back and see if we can ask another operator about her?
Oh, yeah.
Call back and let's see if we can get Katie again.
Tom, I want to call back and complain about the Milanos again, but use his name this time so they send another coupon. And then he'll call back and use Jay's name so he can get another coupon.
Oh, we'll make the complaint to another operator. Get more
seriously,
coupons.
Seriously, there's really no. Although well, you did need the UPC symbol.
I think we're gonna get Katie again. You should have a feeling.
Tom, go to Kroger, take a picture of all the symbols, and then just spend your day at home calling, and they'll send you free coupons.
Oh, this guy! Our passion. And gift dial one.
That you've taken the time.
Well,
to call,
there.
And we look forward to helping you. For English, press one. Para español, o prima dos.
This guy just comes wailing in.
Want to get a Spanish girl?
We're sorry that we can't take your call right now.
What?
Our office is currently closed.
What?
We're excited to talk to you soon.
Huh? We fucking blocked or something?
It's after 7.
And 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That's one more reason Katie wanted us off the phone. She wanted to go home.
It's quitting time. Shit.